Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L.
Wanna count it three, wanna count it three, wanna count it three.
got a place in 6 or 9. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So,
Doctor. to run a little Magic Beat Elite.
Bin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. overall father, Tony Petrucci, and mother, Kiki Carson, presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Teen Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Fem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance, Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Exgada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall father, Neiman Marcus Escada, via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the whip, they think me, I'm a bad girl. They wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a classy girl. Yes, you wanna be just like me. The cops to the quick, can't take me. The straight wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl.
Cause he was about to say ball is shut down. Woo! So I'm out of breath running to get into this building, bitches. What's going on, boys and girls, queens, and all those that are just not sure? You know it's Tuesday, and we about to kick this bitch off. Please bring on the rest of the cast.
This Kiki is marvelous.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Say it comes
the
from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addiction
reading
high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and
it. You absorb it,
laugh,
you take it.
And
you like
keys,
it.
Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell you all this, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
Hello, Mark and J-Rock Bridge. How the hell are ya?
Hey, brother, what's up?
Hooray for you.
I'm feeling some kind of way. How are you guys?
I'm good. Why you feeling some type of way?
I don't know, because the girls show up late for this. They show up late for that.
No, they were on time for the show, and they got gagged.
We are not responsible for that. So, hello everyone in the chat room. If you can hear me, how are you? What's going on? What's the tea? Enrique, are you there?
Hey, what's up everyone?
Enrique.
Hello.
The doors opened at 11:55. Why are you in the building now? I'm about to shut the doors.
Oh, well damn. At least you gave a little bit more leeway than the other one. Thank you.
This function will get shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, audience, and all those that are listening to the sound of my voice and the sound of the cast, I want to take a minute to apologize for our behavior last Tuesday. That will not happen tonight, so you will get a full show.
What did we do last Tuesday?
We did things that we won't discuss.
I don't remember.
Look, I don't have to discuss it because you already know.
Exactly. So if you were here last Tuesday, you already know what we did.
Where's Tiffany?
I don't know. But we do have a full show. Divine did say that Fat Joe, I'm sorry, Mexican Joe.
Fat Joe.
That Mexican Joe would be calling in. So let's see, this could be her. We do have a caller, 915-832.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? This is Mexican Joe from Tim Touch Las Vegas.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I am quite well. This will be the first time that I've ever spoke to you. My name is Jason, and on the line with us is Mark and Enrique and J-Rock. I'm not sure if Divine is with us as well. Divine, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Joe.
How
what's going
girl?
On?
I'm just talking
hey,
about you.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Great.
I got my lotion.
Okay. Well, Divine, since you did this, and I thank you. I'm going to let you start this off. In fact, Mexican Joe, I don't really. Do you prefer being called Mexican Joe?
My name is Joe, but everybody has known me, and they make that name Mexican Joe. It doesn't really bother me at all.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to call you Joe.
Not a problem.
So, Joe, I do thank you for calling in. And Divine and Joe, I'm going to give you the floor.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if you guys can hear me. You can hear me?
We
yes.
can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. First off, where do you want to start off? We want to talk about the actual occurrences at the ball. So I'm going to let Joe give you guys the full factual detail so everybody can get an understanding of what actually was going on and why the ball was not able to go on. So, go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. The reason I asked Divine to put me on the radio so that we can have an explanation, so that I can explain to everybody my point of view, my reasons why happened in Las Vegas and why I made that decision. First of all, I love the kids. I love the ball scene. I love how the competition from house to house comes along when they're on the stage. And when I got involved in going to these balls, I personally have other businesses on myself that I love competition when it comes against me. So I saw the inside of the ball scene seen that everybody is up there to compete to see who wins. I love the winners. I'll always support the winners, and I'll always support the people that come to the ball to compete against each other. And for us to appreciate that as business owners and being involved in the scene, in the community, is to sponsor these categories that you guys have created during the many years that you've been doing the ball. When I came to Las Vegas, myself, you a few years ago, we saw that the city is a great city. It has a lot of potential of bringing some kind of gay pride into the city, because really Las Vegas is just a tourist city and everybody just comes in and out. Besides doing that, I saw that Las Vegas needed some kind of pride to be going on, and me going through all these prides throughout the years in Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York, and the other cities, I said, I think I have a shot of creating something like this in Vegas. We have the places that the people like to come see. We have the stores. We have the labels. We have all that all the kids like when they come to the ball scene. And I think Las Vegas will be a very good city to start a ball. 5 years ago, we did our first one. Unfortunately, it wasn't that good. It's just like business. When you start a new business, you really don't have the crowd. You really don't have the support because people don't know who you are. So by that means, I started going myself to all the balls, not every single one of them, but I try to visit and come support at least 4 or 5 of the major balls during the year. And my role in it is to learn how the ball is done, learn how the categories are written up, learn how the people and the judges that are on the panel, how they judge these kids and when they go up there to compete. And also to make sure that I have a clear understanding of what a category is and how it's paid and how it's managed to be paid. So little by little, going through the years, you know, I've learned how to do it, and I'm getting good at it. So last year we had the ball in Las Vegas. It was successful. People came. I personally understand that. I think and I see that we're never going to make a profit out of the ball, because it's impossible to raise $20,000-$30,000 to pay for the venue, to pay for the categories, to pay for everybody to fly in, to pay for everybody their hotel rooms and their expenses. But it's something that we can give back to the community as business owners. Unfortunately, last year, for me not being in the ball in Las Vegas, because I had to run to go get the club ready, the ball did not start on time. What that created was the venue that we use in Las Vegas. It's a venue that allows the 18 and over kids to come in. If we was to find a club in Las Vegas, like I would like to do, unfortunately, the kids that are not 21 will not be able to participate.
Right.
It's very strict, and Las Vegas is very clear that it's 21 and over. Mm-hmm. So the Fort Cheyenne, where we do our ball in Las Vegas, has given me the opportunity to have an open bar for the kids. And, you know, they understand that, you know, the kids might not have IDs or whatever, and they let them in. So by me creating that atmosphere at the Fort Cheyenne, it's been possible to have this ball. But the only thing they do ask me is, please do it during the day.
Okay.
Why during the day? Because during the day, the police are not around. They don't know. They think that, you know, the venue is closed. Nothing is really going on. So it doesn't create an atmosphere for the police to come around to see what's going on.
Okay.
Even though it's a venue that has a liquor license and it has a permit to do events, they don't bother you during the day, because the police is more enforceable during the night, because Vegas is a 24/7 hour and day drinking. So mm-hmm. by doing that, it helps us bring the kids to a venue that has open bar, and we don't have to worry about being shut down.
Right.
Since I've been to many balls, you know, there are holes in the walls that you guys look for venues that people try to hide and stuff. And what happens normally, the police find about it. They come in, they shut it down, and, you know, the ones that are hurt are the kids that really went out, spend their money, get ready for this ball to try to win that money that you guys are, you know, we are giving out.
Right.
So here in Las Vegas, you know, last year the people that we did this party in the ball, they had a party going on at 11 p.m., and unfortunately, because of us using that venue, they couldn't do the party. The promoter that has been doing that party for every week, every year, he was upset with the people from the Fort Cheyenne. So what happened was, the lady called me and says, look, I'm going to let you finish your function. You guys are already in here. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to charge you guys extra for the lighting, for the production, for the stage, for the venue, because the person that uses this venue is upset. And I said, okay, not a problem. We never spoke about a price. She never told me how much. And I went ahead and let the ball continue. The ball probably finished about 11:30, 12 midnight. During that time, all the people that came for the ball that we were expecting to bring to the club, we had another issue at the club. The club, when we rent in Vegas, when we do these clubs and these venues, we do a bar guarantee. These bar guarantees in Las Vegas are very high. Mm-hmm. You're talking about $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 bar guarantee for them to give you that venue, because Vegas is Vegas. People are going to come, and the clubs don't have any problems making that kind of money because the regular tourists will pay for it. So for me to try to convince these people and to give me these venues so that people will enjoy it and they're nice clubs, I have to put up that kind of money. So what happened last year was the venue, the club was supposed to have started at 11 p.m. to end at 5 in the morning. Because of the ball people, not only the ball kids, but a lot of people that came to the event, they wanted to go see the ball. So we had a lot of the patrons that were going to come to the club were at the ball watching the show. So what this created was the guy from the club was upset because when we do a bar guarantee, Las Vegas is very unionized when it comes to bartenders, waitresses, waiters, hosts at the door, security guards. They make money every hour by whatever the people are buying inside the club. For example, drinks, bottles, whatever. When these waiters and these people don't make their money from the people that are coming into the club needs to pay for them.
Right.
So that creates a problem because us, as the promoters, we're telling the club, I want my party to start at 10 p.m., and I'm telling you that I'm going to bring you 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't bring that 500 people for that first hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, then the club sees that, you know, you're bullshitting, you're not truthful. And what is it going to do? It creates a problem because they're going to say, look, we're not making any money, we're not going to pay the staff, you told us you're going to bring it, even though we have a bar guarantee minimum. If you meet it or don't meet it, we need to pay these people so they can keep, you know, continue working. So what I did, I said, look, how much money do you think we would have made those first 3 hours here if the people would have been here? He said about $5,000. I said, okay, no problem. Charge me the $5,000 and charge me the gratuity for those 3 hours, and let's pay these people and let's keep the party going.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, we already had an expense of about $7,500. We had an expense of whatever the ball was going to charge us, and it created a loss for us.
Okay.
So this year, you know, unfortunately, Divine wasn't really involved with us too much, but the people that were helping promote the ball, I strictly told them I will sponsor the ball again. We will give you guys the money to do your event, but please, please make sure that this ball starts on time. Please let everybody know that it's an early ball. It's during the day. Explain to them why it's during the day so we can get these people into the club for that Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the venue that we used last year for that all-black party it changed names, but the manager from that club came to the act, which we rented this year, to do this party. And the first thing he told me, please make sure that your people are here on time.
Okay.
So, unfortunately,
Joe, I'm going to cut you off because I don't want you to. I'm just going to cut you off so that you can take a break because I don't want you. It sounds like you're rushing, and I don't want you to get out of breath. So
no,
just take
no,
a minute.
Everything's fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So when they called me from the club, you know, they told me please make sure that you guys are here on time. So me personally myself went to the ball. I helped the guys, Jamie and Rico. We went ahead and set up the ball. We went and bought all the stuff that we needed. We brought the food in. We had everything ready. The tables were set up. I mean, everything was ready to go. You know, the guys came in that were going to do the videos and the pictures and everything. And by the time we were supposed to have started the ball, it was 5 p.m. You know, nobody was there. 6 p.m., nobody was there. 7 p.m., 6 people showed up. 8 p.m., 20 people showed up. 8:45, we had about 38 people in. And by that time, the host, the commentators, they showed up. And I said, you know what? It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I clearly told you guys that we needed to do it on time. And unfortunately, it's not going to happen. We're just going to cancel it for the reason that these people got a party going on tonight, and they need to get ready. They need to get this place ready for their party. And that was the reason why the ball didn't properly function, and, you know, it was canceled.
Okay. So that's, so now we're up to speed with what happened. So you said, so your start time was, because I don't have the flyer and stuff in front of me, so Divine, maybe you can help me with that, or one of the other cast members, if you have a flyer, you can let me know that. Your start time was at 7 or 8 p.m.?
No, the start time, the ball was, has always been promoted throughout the year on the flyer from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, so your ball was supposed to start at 3 o'clock.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Are you? Wait. Hold the fucking
exactly.
phone.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Your
okay.
Ball, no. Your ball was supposed to start at 3 o'clock. And
right.
You didn't, and what time was it that you canceled your ball?
We canceled it at 8:45 p.m.
Okay. So you know what? You sons of bitches have no right to call
right.
into this show and
thank
let this
you.
Man have anything. No ma'am, no ham, no turkey. This ball was to start at 3 o'clock, and he waited, and he shut it down at 8. So from 3 until whatever, you people were doing whatever you wanted to do.
Right.
Right.
So, Divine, question. Divine, you're in Vegas, correct?
Yes, I was.
Were you there at the ball?
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
I don't know what the flyer said, but the text that was going around from Rico and everybody said Legend Statements and Stars was at 7 o'clock and the ball started at 8 o'clock. That was going around from the promoters outside of Joe, that the ball was going to start at 7 o'clock. It was going to be Legend Statements and Stars, and the first category was going to be called at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. But my question was going to be, Divine, why did you text people and let them know that the ball was there at 3, or at least be there so people see you there that they can come behind you?
Wait, why didn't I text people to let them know that the ball started at 3?
Yeah, because you or Rico, I guess there's a conflict of interest in the texting, because you guys are saying that the ball was at 3. Divine confirmed that. But then Kelly just came on and said they got a text that the ball started at 3. So
no, she said it LFS was
at
7.
At 3.
Started
at 7, okay.
No, yeah, started at 7. So what I'm going to assume is that, Joe, you said that the ball was supposed to start at 3. Kelly is saying that the other promoters were saying that it was going to start, LSS was going to start at 7 and it was going to start at 8. Am I safe to say that there was a failure to communicate between the promoters?
And yourself? There was a failure of communicating between Rico and them and whoever started sending this text message. But let me go back and defend my position as a promoter and as the owner of Tempted to Touch. Most of the people that came for the ball that
mm-hmm.
were there 2-3 days before, because I know some of them that were there, that were going to compete the categories, they came to the hospitality suite. They came to see me. We gave them a few drinks. I gave them a program book. In that program book was the categories and the flyer for the ball. And if you go down at the very bottom, it says the ball starts from 3 to 9. Regardless of whoever sent a text or whatever, we as a company, we are letting our people know that are coming to the venue that the ball starts from 3 to 9. Now, a lot of people also paid for VIP passes to go into the ball, and when they paid for that VIP pass and they were given a receipt, it clearly tells them the ball starts from 3 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
So us as a company and as a corporation, as we are, Desert Heat Entertainment Incorporated, we let our people know from what time to what time are these functions.
Okay, and Joe, but if you have the promoters that's on the flyer, that's promoting, that's a part of the ballroom scene, because I was with both of the commentators, and both of the commentators was told that the Legends and Statements and Stars was going to start at 8 o'clock, and the ball was going to start at 8 o'clock. So if the commentators is being told this by the promoters, that's what everybody is going by. Nobody's not going by the booklet. The booklet can say one thing, but then when you got a mass text that's going out to everybody, that's what everybody is going by.
Okay, I understand. Okay, let's say that they told you at 8 p.m. It was 8:45. We had 20-some people in there.
Was the commentators there, Joe? At eight? Was that commentators there at 8 o'clock?
The only one that was there was Jack.
Okay.
Okay. So
regardless of the text, let's say the text went out and they said 7 or whatever, and then we said that it was going to start at 8. It was 8:45 when I canceled it. We only had 21 people inside the building. At 8:50, Selvin got off the party bus when I had already told him it's canceled. We're not going to have it. They're not going to let us have it.
Okay, this text is pain to me. Like, if you had that amount of people there, Joe, because how many people did you have at the ball?
It was 21. Those are the 21 tickets that I returned everybody's back. I gave everybody back the money, whatever they pay when they were coming in.
No, were they just spectators? Or were they actual ball walkers? Or you don't know?
I don't know who is who, but I could say there was like two people that were actually going to walk the ball.
Oh, okay. Because people are saying that if you had those people there, why didn't you just have the ball for the people that were actually there, that were on time, that paid their money?
Right, and that's something that I learned also. They said, look, Joe, if you have a ball and you're going to advertise the ball and you're going to sponsor a ball and you're the one putting up the money for it, and if you say it's 3 o'clock, then you start at 3 o'clock. If they're there, they're there. If they're not, they're not. But at least you
right.
did what you said you was going to do.
Okay, so the question...
On my side, I try to give a chance to everybody so, you know, they can have the fully function and everybody was there, but unfortunately, they didn't show up.
So were your other promoters... Okay, this is the last question. Well, not the last question. This is another question. So was your promoters there with you? So
no,
were you aware that they were? You said they weren't.
No, the only one that was there was Rico. He was there.
Rico.
With me.
So is that the one that was passing out? So he didn't tell you that he sent out a text telling them what time they were starting?
No, he did not.
Okay.
He sent the text out. He sent the text out. I believe it was already 5 or 6 o'clock. So he was saying that you guys are late, but this is we need to start the ball by 8 o'clock. Because that's what he had sent to me as well.
Okay.
Okay. There.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jason?
Jason just fell off.
I think Jason fell off.
Okay. But I think what we can do now, unfortunately, you know, it's the past. It already happened. The ball wasn't there. The people came for it. Us as Tempted to Touch and me, myself, as the owner, I'm willing to help you guys throughout your balls, throughout the years, to sponsor some of those categories that were going to be done in Las Vegas. Give the same amount of money that we were going to give out, any trophies that I got to send to wherever I got to send them, so they can give them out and let them know that it came from us.
Well, we definitely said that we were going to redo the categories at the Legends Ball already. We put that out. So
okay.
That's going to be July 7th out here on the West. We already said we're going to add them in addition to the grand prize categories that the Legends Ball already has. We're going to add those in as well.
Okay, so it's going to be Jason. Are you back on the phone?
I guess I am. I was talking and all I heard was muted. So I don't know what's going on. Okay. This came into my inbox, and this question is directed to, I guess, Divine or Joe. One of you can answer this question. But
yes.
There is something, I mean, there's still discrepancy, Divine, about you actually not being in Vegas because of documentation that you did not get so that you couldn't actually go to Vegas. I don't know what that is.
I was definitely in Vegas. There's no doubt about that. I drove down there. I was in Vegas. Me, Shauna Balenciaga, and Malia Chanel all came down together, and James Chanel. We all came down to Vegas together. We got dressed. We just didn't. I mean, the function was canceled, so it was no use to stick around.
Yeah, because that came across my desk too. Because a lot of people who you hang with or kick it with said they didn't see you at all. But let me.
I mean, that's
why
I make sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. I mean, unfortunately, to be honest with you.
Hello.
Wait a minute, Devine. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm a straightforward person and a business owner. Unfortunately, me personally, it was 8:45. I never saw Divine anywhere. She said that she was coming in. She said that she would be there 45 minutes, and I never saw her. So it comes to a point also that if you're going to have these people that are going to be doing your ball and they're going to be hosting the ball, they need to be there at 3 o'clock. Because they all know that it's 3 o'clock.
Okay, this is going to be, I know people are going to be tired of this, so my condolences, let me say this already. But this came into my inbox for more than one people. Now, you know about the, okay, you're well acquainted with the ball scene, I'm sure. But the question was, because I know last week or 2 weeks it was said there's a ban list that's being in place nationwide. In this particular case, there was a ban list that was put forth by the Alliance in California. And this particular person was supposed to be banned. But it was told to us that you said you didn't care or give a fuck about a ban list because it was your ball. Now, if you're kind of coinciding with the ball scene, want to do well with the ball scene, then why would you, like, go against the ban list?
Okay, I'm sorry. I've never heard anything about a ban list. I don't know nothing about none of that. I don't know how that came across.
Well, it was Divine. Didn't you say that he said he didn't give a fuck about a ban list?
I said that's what was rumored. I didn't say that he told me that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Well, those people said they were going to come. I was like, well, you know, if that's what happens, that's what happens. Me personally, the way the things went and certain people, you know, some people were banned and the whole situation went kind of haywire, I wasn't going to look at anybody and do, you know, it wasn't.
Right. But it's just a point that it's being in place because New York is doing it. I know Baltimore is doing it. So it's just the Cali doing. But, Joe, let me say I sincerely apologize because I know that was a big thing that went on about an hour on this show about last week or a week or a half ago about the whole ban list and how you were just rumored. Okay, now we're going to say rumored because it was virtually said that you said you didn't care about a ban list. But we'll just go with the rumored that you wasn't doing any ban list. But since you had no knowledge of it, then I apologize about that question.
Yeah, I'd like to reiterate I'm on that one because, first of all, I'm not in the ball scene. I don't walk balls. I don't know nothing about what hates goats against each other. My standpoint is if I get 1,000 people or 2,000 people, whoever comes to the ball and they pay their fee, we make the money.
Right,
so
okay.
I don't have nothing to do with if they're banned or not banned or none of that because I don't know what goes on in between their fights and their arguments. Us, we are there to provide a function for the people that wishes to come and see the venue, see the performances and whatever, get us paid so we can pay everybody that we got to pay.
Okay, so you were safe. So again, you knew nothing about it.
Correct.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So Devon, this question goes to you, okay? Because I'm getting okay. This will be my last question about this ban list. So please stop inboxing me about this, Devon.
Okay.
Since it was done, since his ball was canceled, his will be the next ball. Will the ban list go into effect at your ball, the Legends ball, or no?
Good question. I mean,
because technically that is the next ball since he did cancel his. And it was said that RJ was there at his ball.
Let's just say this. We don't know if that person showed up or not, so how can we
know
from
a ball? It said that he was there at the ball.
He was there at the ball? I didn't see him. Did you see him?
But you can't see him because people said they didn't see you. But it is what it is.
There were some people there, and I really don't know who they are. So I can't say if he was there or not.
Right.
Banned from the Vegas ball, and the Vegas ball has came and gone. So as far as my ball, no, not unless the Alliance chooses to do so. That's not a choice that I make on my own.
Okay, so you're not part. Okay, so the Alliance is kind of non-void for that ball then. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Decision that the Alliance makes. I don't make the decision. I don't run the West Coast myself. I follow the rules of the Alliance. So if the Alliance chooses to do so, then so be it. But as I see it, no. The ball came. He was banned from Vegas. The Vegas ball came.
Okay,
and went.
Divine, I'm going to put you, Joe and Divine, stay right there. I think we have callers. So I'm going to take a caller because they may have a question. Give me a second.
You call his
name. Okay.
Caller 919-917. Hello. 919-917.
They must got the big teeth just listening.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, 313-638. Hello. Okay, if you're pressing one and you really don't want to say anything, can you please press one again and take your hand down? Thank you. 443-509.
That damn Divine is a shady motherfucker. Ain't nobody seen her ass at that ball because she wasn't there. She don't never know shit. She don't know about no bandits. She don't know if Dawn is Mother Chanel. Now they say she is. She don't know a motherfucking thing. I just wish she get herself together.
I took care of that. I mean, like I said, if the ball would have started, you would have seen me. Trust. I was definitely there. I was me, Sean Balenciaga, and Malia Chanel. Like I said, we were all together. We took photos. We chilled. I mean, there's nothing else I can really say. The ball was canceled.
Okay, caller, is that all you had to say?
Hopefully.
Okay. 267.
I'm gonna get my lotion.
267-902.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Jason. Hi, everyone. I didn't press nothing, but since I'm here, I might as well say something. First off, I want to say I think Joe, like I listened to the whole thing, I think he's a stand-up type of guy, and I think that everybody really needs to come up off of him and blame the other people. It's no shade. Like, come on, people didn't even see Divine, but she was promoting the ball. Like, nothing against her, but, you know, wow, really?
Okay.
Well, you didn't see me because you weren't there. Had you been there, you would have seen me. Like you said, there was only 21 people in the building. It wasn't time for
Divine,
me to come
out. I didn't say that you weren't or was there. I'm just saying what other people are saying, but you were promoting the ball.
Okay.
Your name was on there. And
if the ball occurred, I would have stepped on the stage. My thing was to host and to premiere. So if the ball didn't start, there was nothing for me to host, correct?
Divine, your phone is fading in and out.
I was a host for the ball. So
okay.
If the ball starts, when the ball starts, that's when you would have seen me, trust, like I said.
Okay.
That's
well,
it. If there was no function, there was nothing for me to host.
So you mean to tell me any other ball you ever went to, you only go when it starts, or you never been there early?
I'm throwing the ball, then I'm there because I'm running the ball. I don't run the ball. I host the ball. The ball is ran by Tempted to Touch employees. Everything
but your name is on there. Your name is on the flyer.
Okay, Nicole, I'm going to put you back in the queue. If you got another question, you can press 1. I need to get some of these callers out the queue. Thank you, Nikki. 216-526, how are you?
Liquor is not really fulfilling. It's not
what
I
was.
What you saying? It's not.
It's like mother's nipple.
Okay, next call. The next caller is 347-492.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jason. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Okay, now, is Kelly still on the line?
I believe Kelly may be around.
Kelly?
It's just so funny how we call her name and she falls up the air.
Because I just want to make it hot just a little bit.
Kelly. There you go.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Now, we need to clear this up tonight. Now, you were in Vegas, right?
Yes, I was in Vegas.
Okay, so was Divine there, yes or no?
I didn't see Divine.
You didn't see her?
I posted pictures on Facebook. Trust me, I came. I got dressed. I brought Shana Balenciaga. We got dressed. We got beat. And it was no function for us to go to. On our way to the venue, they called and told us it was shut down, so we just didn't go there.
I'm confused. If you were part of the promotion, shouldn't you have been there early with Rico and them? Shouldn't you have been there with Rico and them?
I drove down from Los Angeles, so I wasn't able to get there when Rico and them got there because I wasn't flown in, so I had to drive down.
Okay.
So,
Divine, I'm going to need you to fix your phone because it keeps fading. I don't know if the signal keeps fading out in and out where you are.
I'm back now. I'm sorry, but because my
I drove down. I did not fly down. Rico and were flown in. I was not flown in, so I had to drive down. So it took me a little longer to get there than expected, unfortunately.
Okay.
Private caller.
Okay, and you're gone.
Hello.
Yes.
What's
up,
Marcus? Marcus.
Hey.
Is Joe still on the line?
Yeah. Joe, are you still there?
Yes.
All right. What's going on? Hi, Joe. It's Marcus from North Carolina. I do want to congratulate you on the weekend. It was actually pretty nice. The actual experience. Once again, I've kind of gone all the years except the first year. So, I think when it came down to the 3 o'clock thing about the ball. When the ball was slated at the Mirage, it was being pushed as 3-9. But somehow when you guys moved it back to Fort Cheyenne, that's when I think the time discrepancy started coming up. Also, just kind of going off of theory, even if nobody had ever really told them, because in the past the balls have been late there, not late, but, you know, the timing was kind of later in the night versus 3-9, unless it had been really emphasized that, yes, we're going back to the old venue, but the time is going to be totally different. It might have been, you know, different because we all were, I mean, we weren't even doing anything on Sunday. None of us went to the Hoover Dam tour or anything like that. But, you know, what
okay,
about,
I'm sorry. Go back and say that. We said that the ball was going to be at the Mirage or something you said?
Yeah, the initial flyer, the Facebook page said the ball was going to be at the Mirage. And it said 3-9. And all of us was like, oh, okay, but the ball's going to be at the Mirage. It's going to be earlier, and everybody actually went with that because we know how hotels are when it comes down to a ball. Like, the minute it has to end, that's it.
If you have a copy of that flyer, I would like to see it because me personally, I've never imprinted a flyer that said that the ball was going to be at the Mirage. All the 5 years we've ever done the ball, it's been at the Fort Cheyenne.
I haven't gone. I know that. And even if you go to the event page still, it like you can actually see the date that it changed and said the ball is being moved to Fort Cheyenne because everyone was like, it would have been more convenient had the ball actually been in the Mirage, but it definitely said that. I don't know if it actually said it on a paper flyer, but it definitely 1,000% said it on the event page. And any flyer, I remember getting the flyer earlier last year. I don't remember a location being on there at all, but because they've all been at Fort Cheyenne, we just kind of, you know, just went with it. But it was definitely, I mean, Devine, can you confirm that we actually
Well, Marcus,
the ball
I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to put you back in the queue because
Hold on, Jason.
There are other callers and I have questions.
Hold on, Jason,
in my
inbox.
Honestly,
those people didn't even come to the ball. They weren't even in Las Vegas, so they don't owe them any explanations.
Well, the questions that I have, again, Marcus, we're going to put you on hold. Thank you. Okay, Joe, said the ball was that you canceled the ball at 8 o'clock. Then Jack sent out a message.
45.
At 8:45. Then Jack sent out a message in that ball that it was going to be at a later time, and then that ball got canceled. And then you canceled it again because they were smoking weed in a club. So you actually canceled this ball 3 times this weekend?
No, it was never canceled 3 times. It was only canceled there at the Fort Cheyenne. And, you know, after seeing all the kids that they were upset and whatever, when I saw them coming, when I got to the hotel to get ready for the Sunday night party, I called the owner of the club and I said, look, we have a bar guarantee. If we meet the bar guarantee by a certain time, would you give us permission to do this function that we just canceled in another venue and let it go from 5 in the morning to 7 in the morning? He says, Joe, if you guys meet your bar guarantee by 3 a.m., I will give you permission to continue doing whatever you want me to do, whatever event you want to do, from 5 to 7. From that time, I said, no problem. I think we can do it. I told the guys, I said, if we meet this bar, we will continue the ball, and we brought all the stuff to the venue, trophies and everything. Unfortunately, we didn't cancel the party. The club canceled the party. They got a few people sniffing coke. They got a few people smoking weed. They had illegal drugs. They were passing out pills one to another. They were caught on camera. They were caught on camera as soon as security, not from the club, but from the actual resort of the Palazzo. Police showed up to the door. They gave us 5 minutes to clear it out, or they were going to start writing tickets to everybody that was in there.
Okay.
Which
so
is why this, was held early.
Another question that I was given. So did your promoters get paid?
The only one, everybody got paid.
The only two people that not get paid was Rico and Jamie, and it's not because of the ball. There was a different incident that happened at the hotel that I'm waiting for a billing from their rooms. That's why I kept their money until I find out if we're going to get charged or not.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
they had a nap, baby. Let's be motherfucking real. You know I'm a bitch that gets the motherfucking tea. The fucking party after the motherfucking club was over, and they broke the motherfucking marble motherfucking zinc in the motherfucking bathroom at the hotel.
Yeah.
Woo!
How do you break a marble zinc?
Because all the girls was in the bathroom and they was bumping it up, and they was sitting on top of the zinc smoking weed and bumping it up, and they broke the motherfucking marble zinc at the motherfucking hotel.
Right.
So
some of your promoters were paid. What did you pay? Did you pay the commentators even though the ball did not happen?
Yes, I had given Sullivan his money about a month ago.
I commend you, and I take my hat off to you because you did everything that you could humanly possibly do to make this ball go through.
Look, I paid everybody on the flyer, on the commentators, their flights, their rooms. I gave them everything that we always do every year except for two persons. And it's not, like I said, it has nothing to do with the ball. It was because of that problem that we had at the hotel, because them two people personally asked me, can we have a after party for our friends at the suite? I said, I'll only lend you this key because I know you guys. Please take care of it. And when I gave them that key, and I found out what happened when security called me to the room, that's when I went haywired against them.
Well, at least you did try to
have... Everybody that came to work as commentators and stuff, they got paid. I paid them that same day as soon as we got to that hotel.
Wow.
Well, at least you did your thing. I mean, at least you tried to have a function.
Right.
Maybe because what it sounds like, that it would have been nice, but I guess what it sounds like to me, there was a conflict of the promoters that confused people, so people didn't know what logistic time to come. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess next time you guys all have to be on one accord, all of you guys.
I think what next time we need to do is me and myself need to promote it and have everybody come to me.
Wow.
That way there won't be no issues and nobody says this or that. Now, if I mess up, then everybody can come after me. But I'm a business owner. I have several businesses that I do by myself. I'm very responsible to when it comes to events that I put my name on it or my money on it, and I make sure things run correct.
And I can respect you for that. So is it safe to say that you will not be using the same promoters next year?
Absolutely. Like you guys say, no shade, but absolutely.
Okay. Joe, I want to thank you.
Wait, wait. I'm still on. I don't know if you do. Well, I wait, honey. The slow to blow, honey. That don't have nothing to do with me because I did what I was supposed to do or what I could do.
He said none of the promoters, Devon.
None of the promoters, Joe.
Well, I got your guys' numbers, and we will talk some other time. Thank you very
well,
much for having me on the show.
It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Work fat.
Thank you.
Well, this has now been cleared up, and it has put the rest. Callers, if you're in the queue, press 1. But it is safe to say that Divine was just like David Copperfield. She was in the building, and then she was out.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody said, "How are you gonna get paid if you wasn't there?" But babe, I guess y'all talk about that on your conference call. I want to be a fly on that conference call.
I told the girls already. I took pictures. I made sure I posted.
Well, I'm here to give y'all some more tea. They gave the very that Mexican Joe messes with Josh, and Josh was one of the people that was caught on camera sniffing coke. That's what the tea just came across my desk.
Oh, girl.
Well, Josh, if you're listening to the show, if you would like to call in to defend yourself, you can do so because Mexican Joe, I'm not calling that man. That sounds so racist. Joe is gone.
Just call Money Man Joe. That's even more accurate.
Money Man Joe has left the building.
Chewing it up, Joe. That's what we're going to
do. I feel some kind of way about that.
Shade, and it's no shade, and it's no tea, Miss Thing. But it had to be about 6 or 7 girls up on that motherfucking zinc in that hotel because that motherfucking marble top in that hotel, bitch, was so motherfucking bad, bitch, girl. The girls had to be in that motherfucking bathroom cutting the fuck up.
Bitch, they was probably doing striptease shows on that motherfucking zinc.
Who else was in there? Shirley, who else was in there? Because you're not just gonna say Josh by himself.
Oh no, I'm not talking about the what you call it in the club. I'm talking about in the hotel. In the hotel, it was the three promoters that was in the hotel. It was Josh was in the room, Rico was in the room, and Jamie was in the room. I don't know who else.
What Jamie?
I think Jamie Icon 007. I don't know what house she in. Because
okay.
I don't know if she's still a blondie. But those was the three people that he gave the key to that he you trust with the key. And they had their girlfriends up in the suite and they fucked that bathroom up.
Mm. Well, no tea, no shade. Joe, if you're listening, I think the only person that you need to hook up with is Jasmine, because I think Joe and Jasmine together, you would give us one over motherfucking ball.
Oh, that would be nasty. No shit.
That would be nasty. You're really cutting the fucking mustard. Come on now.
That would turn it. You don't think that would turn it, Devon?
No, but no shade, no shade, no tea mistake. See, I can...
Wait, honey, don't throw me under the fucking bus, because everybody knows my situation. Everybody knows how I do with this ball, so obviously this year I was not able to do that due to the circumstances, so don't go there.
Not cutting my sister Devon's throat, but I could definitely see Joe and Jasmine giving us a nasty motherfucking function at Madison Square Garden.
Bitch! Everybody be there.
No shade,
and on
no
time.
Shade towards you, Devon, because like you said, due to the circumstances, you were not able to do what you were able to do the year before.
Devon, we're not trying to kill your vibe, boo. We just having a little dream moment, you know, a little latex remix moment.
Right. This is the Kiki.
Oh, man, I don't give a motherfuck. Hey, y'all come
here. Yes, ma'am, Devon.
So,
yes,
Devon,
ma'am.
So, Devon, tell me this. Who gets the hose and who gets the lotion?
I know I get the motherfucking hose because I did what I did. And I always, as far as business orientated, everybody knows when I run a ball, I run the motherfucking situation and I get shit together. So my work ethic when it comes to balls should never be questioned, because I cater to the girls from the moment they walk in to putting them at their table to making sure that they're comfortable and that they have every amenity that they need. Remember last year we had dressing rooms, we had all that. Where do you think that came from? That was my idea, and I made sure that that was things that came out into the light, you know, and that was brought to the experience. So let's not even go there. These girls, don't test my motherfucking work ethic, because it's definitely there.
Okay, I said I wasn't going to ask any more questions about this band list, but it keeps fucking coming up. Devon.
No, can we not with this bullshit?
Wait a minute. How can you throw a ball with Joe, but you still don't respect your Alliance band list? That's what, that keeps coming up over and over and over again.
I've never seen Sonia's band list, so who's on it?
Huh?
Who's on tonight's finalist? I don't know anything about them.
Not tonight. Alliance, you're the LA's finalist. Whatever is in LA, whoever is on band or whatever.
Well, clearly, whoever's sending you.
I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to respect anything that's done fair in an accordingly manner. If things are one-sided, no, I'm not going to stand behind it. I think, because I'm a fair girl, and I'm always going to do what's right and what's fair. So if I feel like something is one-sided or it's not equal to all, I'm not going to support it.
Okay.
That's just it.
My thing is,
when there's a fight, if anybody that puts their hands on somebody without it being self-defense, you should be banned. So therefore, yes, RJ was one of the people that did that, but he wasn't the only person. So to only ban him, I think is unfair and unjust, and so I did not stand behind that.
So that's a no then. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Marcus, keep it short, please.
You know what? I would have been done. Divine? Yeah. Oh, what's that? It's not that serious. Okay, so, like, now that, how do I say this? The West Coast people kind of paid the ball. Like, they really wasn't in Vegas, like how they were last year. The East Coast people actually did come to the city, to Vegas, to support. Why do you think that happened?
Because I wasn't here to do the promotions and do the things that I needed to do to get my host involved.
Okay.
So you think you're going to have a better attendance at your ball? Because people are supposed to be banning that one as well. So this gives you time to fix whatever problems you guys are having?
Well, if they ban it, that's fine. The Legends Ball always has a strong turnout. So, I mean, if that's what happens, that's what happens. We can't really say what's going to happen until it does.
Right. Okay. True.
That is weird.
I don't believe that for a moment it's going to happen. But, I mean, yes, I do. Let's make it clear. The Revlons were in the building. It was the Escadas that were in the building that was not going to the ball because they were calling around at different hotel rooms telling their members they bet not go. And I got that straight.
That's not true because I was going. So that's not true.
From what I heard, a certain father was calling the members telling them, oh, you don't go there, you better not go, you're not supposed to be there, this, this, and that. So that
even if that's the case, I'll be clear, even if they was, how would boycotting Joe's ball hurt anybody that was hosting the ball? The only person that was hoping was Joe, and they're not upset at Joe, so
I don't know. You have to ask the person that decided to boycott. Don't ask me because I'm not boycotting anything.
No, they didn't boycott. They took the ban like y'all suggested on the phone last week. Y'all suggested that if RJ was going to be banned, that they should be banned. Okay, so we took the ban, but okay, if the mother can't go, then the kid's not going. And that's just how things go. Divine, if you were told you cannot go to a ball, do you think would you allow your children?
Hello?
I guess.
Hello?
Hello?
It's okay. And the ban comes from the Alliance. So my thing was, if the Alliance didn't do it, it's not official. We can't ban anybody on no damn radio talk show. This is not the Alliance.
No, that's what y'all thought was fair, right? So, I mean, y'all thought that was fair.
We thought that would have been fair, yes. But that was
okay,
the decision
so they did it. So now they banned, and they'll be at the next ball. They took it.
Okay,
but, I mean, with that, for every – and that's one thing people have to realize with the ban. A ban's going to always have a different – especially when you ban somebody of influence, it's going to have a reciprocal effect. It's not going to be just one person that's going to be banned. Some people are going to feel some type of way. And, you know, they're going to stand with whoever it is and not come. That's a part of it. Oh, well. I mean, they're trying to make the ballroom feel
okay,
better.
Marcus and Divine, you two, I'm going to switchboard. You can let them talk privately. The next caller is 323-381. It's 323-381.
Three, two, three, three,
381.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Arnold Allure.
Hi.
Hey, Arnold. What's up?
How's everybody doing?
How's
everybody doing today?
Good.
Super.
I just called because I was listening to the show, and I listened last week as well. And just to talk about the L.A. Alliance, because I'm a part of the L.A. Alliance as well as Divine. And this alliance that we have here is now chaired by three people, and that's myself and lovely Revlon and Divine Chanel. And when this ban list that we're talking about came about, there was five individuals that were brought up about the ban list. There was RJ. RJ was one. Fee Escada and Day Allure. There were three people that were talked about because they had the altercation. Then there was a couple of people who had arguments within the ball who got brought about. The entire alliance of the West Coast, all the mothers, fathers, the leaders, everybody was on the conference call for the ban list. This was not something arbitrarily done by the alliance or by the chair of the alliance. It was done by the entire alliance of the West Coast. They voted on these people, and the only vote that came out to be banned was RJ. The chairs did not vote because we didn't want to say that there was going to be an influence from myself or from Divine or from Lovely on how they voted. So we decided to abstain from the vote. As a group, as a chair, we decided that we would stand firm on what was going to go on with this alliance and what the decision of the alliance was. I'm seeing on several shows that that's not coming to its fruition because it's being put out there that the Alliance is not doing their job, the Alliance is not doing this, and the Alliance is getting kicked in the ass, and that's not what's happening. This Alliance did exactly what it needed to do with the chairs supposed to be in agreement with what was going on. No, this is nothing to RJ. It's nothing to Scotta. It's nothing to Day, Allure. It's nothing. It's what the Alliance voted on. So all of this that I don't agree with what the Alliance said, we all agreed that this is the way that we would go with this. And that was the only way that this Alliance is going to continue if all the chairs agree.
Wait, now.
Divine, there should be no wait because that's what we discussed, Divine.
What was agreed was that people that fight at ball should be banned. Everybody that fought at the ball was not banned. That's where the discrepancy is. Are we clear on that?
We're clear on the fact that when the votes came down and when the conversation about the votes came down, there was no
vote. Why are we voting after the fact who should be banned and who shouldn't when it's already been voted before the fight ever occurred that if you fight, you will ban? So all that should have been done is it should have been implemented, not voted on. We already
Divine,
voted.
You have to, Divine, you, there's a modicum of decorum that you have to have in all of the things that you do. It had to be a meeting to discuss what was done. There had to be a meeting of the powers that be to initiate this.
It's already done now. It's no biggie. He got banned. He didn't make it to the Vegas ball, wherever, and he got banned for that ball. That ball has passed. Now it's on to the next. Big deal.
Actually, he was at that ball. There's a lot of people saying he wasn't.
And Enrique and other co-hosts, the reason I called was to let everybody know that has been listing for the last couple of weeks, that it's not the Alliance who threw anyone under the bus. It's not the Alliance that something to RJ. It's not that. The total Alliance voted. They voted this ban, and that's what we were sticking to. And as it stands right now, that is our position as an Alliance of the West Coast. And I appreciate you guys' time.
So, Arnold,
answer this.
Thank you, Arnold.
Hold on, because this is where the confusion comes from for me, because I thought when we voted in the Alliance meeting before this fight occurred, we said people that fight will automatically be banned, correct?
Even those that are defending themselves?
Wait. Let me say this. If they're going to automatically be banned, why the hell are we voting whether to ban them or not? If they were fighting, they're supposed to automatically be banned. It's the one or the other. The voting
There's no need to vote. There's no need
am
to
I
vote.
Still, am I still on? Am I
You're
still
here.
On? That is the same way if you look at you. There has to be a certain way that you do things. It's the same way New York would have decided right on the spot. They wouldn't have had to go to wherever BBQs or wherever Jack and them went to decide whether they were going to do something about this. There has to be something regimented to get to the point that you are going to ban somebody. Automatically, they're not going to ban themselves. RJ's not going to not come to the ball himself and say, I'm banned. She is not going to automatically go and say she's not banned. It has to be the Alliance.
I understand that, but my thing is,
Divine.
Let me say this. The way I pictured it going is from that moment that the rule was set, when someone breaks that rule, we automatically implement the rule and say, okay, you fought this ball, now you're banned. You fought this ball,
Divine, that's what was done. Divine, that's what was
done.
That's
voted.
Why you had the
we
meeting
voted.
Of the Alliance.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're not getting
exactly.
it. You can't vote after the fact. We voted.
So why did you vote against this? So, Divine, did you say something about this before you guys voted?
Yes, I did. I said even before we had that Alliance, before we had that call, I said this call should be an informative call. We should not be taking a vote. We should be informing people that they're banned, not asking should we ban people.
Okay.
We didn't ask anybody should we ban anybody. We put these people up to be banned. We put them up to be banned. We did not allow what you were doing. It was for anybody who wanted to have a conversation about it. You as well as anybody else on that phone had an opportunity to say this is not where it's going to go. Divine, that did not happen. If this is the way you felt about it and you felt that strongly about it, Divine, let me finish. If this is the way you felt about it and you felt that strongly about it, you did not say this on the phone on the conference call.
That's not true.
true. You sat there, you asked me what do I think. I said, I think two wrongs don't make a right, and anybody that was involved should be banned. And,
okay,
and
what it sounds like to me is that...
is that people just can't get it together.
That you all need to have a meeting of the minds and get it together. Thank you, Arnold. We have a couple callers now. Let me see who this is. 323-404. I'm sorry. Another Cali caller.
Yeah, this is Father Nico Chanel from the West Coast. And when I was the only one saying that, why are we voting on this ban? Anybody tries to ignore me. So, Arnold, I don't know what you talked about as far as no one said nothing. I said if we had already planned to ban whoever was fighting, that we don't need to be voting on it. And I never got back with any answer from nobody. So I don't know what he's talking about. Nobody objected because, yes, I did on the phone.
Okay, but did a vote took place then, right? How did these people get voted on to get banned if all these objections were placed?
I told everybody ain't no sense in voting on nobody. Because we had before, we had already voted on if anybody is in a fight, they ask is banned. So I didn't understand why were we voting or having a conference call about it in the first place. And then I don't like the fact that the people who was supposed to get banned is on there voting to ban another
person. You got people that's
what?
Supposed to be getting banned voting?
Like, who was supposed to be getting banned that voted?
Okay, RJ Revlon.
Was on the phone?
Day Allure and Mother Thea Scotta.
They were all on the phone?
They were on the phone. They was on the conference call voting to ban RJ. And then when it came to them, nobody didn't want to say nothing but me. But anybody's calling me funny or on fake because I'm speaking up because I said, look, if you're going to
ban
you're
back. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. Yeah.
Thank you. No, the only person that from that list who got a text for the conference call would be Fee because she's the mother of the house of Escada, and maybe that was an oversight on my part or on somebody's on the chair's part for getting Fee onto the call. But Fee was the only one. Day was not on the call unless someone else gave Day the number. RJ was not on the call unless someone from his house gave him from Lovely or one of their members gave the call. They were not on the call. They are correct that Fee was on the call because I contacted every mother and father about it. And so maybe that's why Fee got on the phone. And I do apologize for that. Me and Divine have talked about that afterwards, that maybe they should have been part of that. Maybe there was one extra Ms. Rahi that was on the phone, and that being George from the Oakland chapter, because I wanted Oakland to be represented on the phone. But there should have been a mother and a father or two leaders from each house on that call. And we tried to do everything according. I didn't say that no one had an issue as to what was done. In addition to having an issue with that, everybody still voted. They still voted whether they didn't like the voting process, whether they had an issue with the voting process. It still got going. I'm not here to debate whether it was a good thing for the band, it was not a good thing for the band. I'm trying to make sure that this alliance that we have here, which is one of the longest running alliances in the ballroom, is not being thrown under the bus for no reason. Because we had a chair in place, which is, again, myself, Divine, Lovely, who agreed on everything before we put any of these people on the phone. So I don't understand what the issue is now. That this has happened. There's an issue now that we should have been. But we were the three that decided that we were going to do this. That we were going to call these people, put them on, and have a vote. So now we're getting to the point where we shouldn't have had a vote. That's the only thing I'm saying. This alliance is going to continue, and it's going to continue with the right things being done for the West Coast. So regardless of how it's being thrown under the bus, it's not going to, because it's going to continue, and we're going to continue to do the things that we see fit for the West Coast.
Okay, thank you, Arnold.
Thank you, Arnold.
And
you.
On that note, we are done with the ban list in on the West Coast. We are done, hear me clearly, we are done talking about the ban list on the east, on the west coast. Thank you. Next caller is 347-314.
They wanted to talk about the ban list.
Are you just going to end this shit right before you call my name?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
He's just going to end this shit right before you call my name. Okay, that's fine.
Who is this?
Alexis.
It sounds like, no, Alexis, it's giving me a headache. It's about a key.
No. Go ahead. Y'all cool. Put it on hold.
443-443-5.
Your mom don't need to have Divine on no fucking alliance. She don't need to put no on fucking bond. She don't need to do shit but sit on her fat black ass and not know nothing about shit because she don't never know nothing about shit.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I'm tired of that bitch. She don't never know what the fuck is going on. She don't know shit.
Call him and ask, who is this?
Okay.
Paula, are you there?
Well, thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
I appreciate that. Divine, you're back.
Fake profile.
Divine, you're back. Child, we are bombarded by the fake profile, but that is our next topic.
I don't give a fuck about a fake-ass motherfucking profile, bitch, and I know what the fuck I'm talking about, like I said, because I'm the one that stood there and made the rule, wrote it on the blackboard, so any bitch that got a problem with it can kiss me where the motherfucking sun don't shine. Because like I said, we voted on the rule before this fight ever occurred, and then once the fight occurred, like I said, we voted in the alliance meeting before the ball even occurred, that if anybody fights, they would automatically be banned. So my perception of that is, if you said they're automatically going to be banned, what the fuck are we voting for them to be banned for? It's supposed to be automatic.
Alexis, did you have a question for Divine? I mean, because you can ask your question, but after you, it's going to be no more about the ban list, because I'm really...
No, I have one question. How long was the ban list? How long was RJ's ban supposed to be?
For one ball.
It was for one ball.
Well, they didn't have the ball. That's not his fault. That was the ball that he was supposed to be banned from. Am I correct?
Actually, he was at that ball.
They didn't have the ball, so I guess that probably doesn't count. It wasn't his fault that they didn't have it.
Was he inside the ball or was he at the ball?
I don't want to keep going back into that, but that's what it was said, that he was there.
Listen. See RJ at the Legends Ball. Thank y'all. Have a nice night.
Thank you, Alexis.
There you go.
Well, there you have it. We are done with the ban list.
Hey, RJ, congratulations. Congratulations
on beating the ban list.
Literally beating it. Work.
So
y'all got Divine over there with that super hose ready to fucking just... drown you, ho.
Bitch, because that karma, bitch, she sent me. I said,
I don't know where I'm.
Bitches are so motherfucking funny. I ain't want to try to throw me under the bus, but at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. Because I'm going to say what I got to say, and I'm going to do what I got to do.
Good, these girls are trying.
And there you have it. Okay, whoever is listening from their computer. You need to pause it or do something. Okay, so we touched on that.
Girl, they would cut that short when I get on the phone.
Who is that?
Lovely.
Hey, Lovely.
Oh. I didn't even get a number for you. How are you doing, Lovely?
She just came in.
Lovely, you just busted on motherfucker through the phone. How did you do that, Mama?
Baby, I got some phone numbers I dial.
Hello?
I'm just here, y'all. This is crazy. They are carrying over some BS.
Well, I guess, Lovely, it's something, as you being one of the co-chairs of the line, that's something you guys seriously have to work out. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it shouldn't be publicized
This was how I did it. I didn't say a word the whole time they were doing all this. Now, I don't know where we agreed in that we take a vote. Bullshit, Arnold. That did not come up. Bull motherfucking shit. See, this is why I say the alliance be so fucking biased. And you say it was only George on the phone, Mezrahi? No. You had George Mizrahi. You had Esco Mizrahi. You had Duke Mizrahi. You also had Father L.A. Mizrahi.
Marcus.
I think his name. No, what is his name? Marcus. Now, where the fuck do you get just George? Bullshit. Then you have Ricky Escada, which is Duke's child, which is the father of Escada. You got the mother of Fia Escada. I mean, they even already had this discussion. And then you got Dizzy Ass Gia Garcon on the phone.
Ooh.
I mean, let's be real. Who she going to side with, L.A. or Oakland? You serious?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Dizzy Allen was on the phone for a brief second. He said what he had to say and then left because he had to go teach a dance class. Come on.
No, we called him on a three-way. That was me, you, and Arnold that called him, just like we called RJ. That was he wasn't on the Alliance meeting call. But then there were 25 people on the Alliance call, but if you don't get 25 people sitting up in that room when we sit in there. You have Father Trey, which does not attend the meeting. You have a couple of people that do not attend the meetings that's sitting up on the phone making decisions. Get out of here with that. Y'all ain't been coming to no Alliance. Now that it was a fight, everybody want to be on the phone. Y'all need to go on with that bullshit, that biased-ass shit. Shut
yes,
that shit
J-Rock.
Up. I didn't say nothing the whole time, and neither should nobody else. The ball did not happen. That was RJ's banned ball, but he was in the parking lot. Who said he can't be in the parking lot? When did y'all own the parking lot? Shut the fuck up.
Well, thank you, lovely.
Thank you, lovely.
You've made your point. Thank you.
No, y'all just need to let this be realized. Arnold said this himself. It's three: Arnold, Divine, and Lovely.
Exactly. They need to
Divine
talk about that.
And Lovely is saying the same damn thing. I was going to ask Arnold before he hung up. Now, when they decided to ban these people, because the discrepancy comes here, and Divine keeps saying it. The discrepancies come here. If we already made up in our mind, if you fight, you're getting banned. What the hell they need to have a conference call for?
Exactly.
Well, a conference call is informative, like I said. It's not a vote. It's to inform them that they are banned in their house, whoever the house leaders of their house is to let their house leaders know that member is banned. It should not have been a vote. Not in my eyes. I didn't get that. So when it turned to that, I just got quiet. Like, how do we get shit. I thought it was already in the books that if you fight, you're
not.
So let me say what I feel how it went to a vote and where the shade came in. The shade came in is because it was Divine's ball that was coming up next. So therefore, if they throw it out there to a vote, they can leave it to the Alliance. They already know the Alliance does not like RJ. So they're going to ban RJ. They were not going to ban B, and they were not going to ban anyone else. We were clear about that. But then when the Red Blonde, when Father D said, well, we are not going to that ball, what do you think then? That fucks Divine in the ass. And why Arnold did that, I'm clear why Arnold did that. Arnold did that because Divine is not dealing with him on that Legends ball. I ain't no motherfucking fool. And I told
him
on the same
motherfucker. Oh, so now y'all y'all can't have that. Y'all bring the Arnold back on. You can't just have that. Why don't we just wait till that? Because it seems like one comes on the phone, two come on the phone, one off, one's on, then the rest are.
Maybe I'll call Arnold and tell him the same thing, so it don't make a difference to me.
Well, this is not going to turn into the state of emergency or the West Coast battle royale. So the West Coast, get your shit together. You're lying.
That part.
If y'all don't know, if your rule was that if somebody fought, you give them a phone call and let them know they banned one ball, then that's what it is. At this point, it sounds like y'all going to play Ring Around the Rosie because this one don't like that one and this one ain't using that one, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Come on, bitch. Say it again.
Ain't nobody got time.
So at this point, the next caller is 347-569. How are you?
Hey, everybody. Hey, this is Brian Versace.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, everybody. I was in L.A. this weekend, but I got a massive text that the ball was canceled as well, but I just tuned in. I got a little bit of what was going on, but I was in L.A. as well, but I wasn't going to the ball. I was on working. But,
well, the ball was
in
Vegas.
I understand that. That's nothing but a flight away.
Oh, work.
Oh, work.
When you talk, all I hear is when you talk, all I hear is
oh, shit. Okay, thank you, Brian. We're going to put
Brian.
You back in the queue. And keep enjoy the rest of your night. Oh, so
forgive our switch boy.
not the remix.
Oh, so shame. So.
Then she got the hose.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about was, and I want people to call in because I think it's such a key, that some of these pictures are, like, really, really fierce. And it's just like, shout out to, you know what, although you are fake people on Facebook, shout out to all the avatars that are just making it motherfucking hot.
So they're telling the truth. I think a lot of the people, they're telling the truth. There's no
so,
shit.
Divine, cause Divine, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so Divine, Mark, Enrique, J-Rock, how do you feel about, like, some of these posters of Raise the Talent, Stop the Violence, Ashley Boots, and
I'm sorry, but Ashley Boots is my favorite. It's no shade. That's my favorite. I kind of think that once you had a couple of people, like Mark said, like last week, you had so many people that was on their Stop the Violence that was actually starting bullshit, people took it as a joke. So
no,
after
but
people,
listen to what they're saying, though. They're saying that these people are just taking their pictures, posting it.
Exactly. Well, let me finish. People started taking it as a joke, so everybody got on bandwagon. I've seen people that are not even in the ball scene next tag to that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the fact that people are not taken seriously anymore. It's become a joke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where the problem comes. It's a really good campaign. I just think that it was received wrong.
You know what? Anything could be taken as a joke, but if the people that are involved in the ball scene that knows what it is still abide by it, then it doesn't have to be a joke. You know, Say No to Drugs was a joke. But the people
right.
that knew to say no to drugs said no to drugs.
Right.
You
I
know?
Mean, so, yeah, it's going to work, but it's just like everybody, like, jumped on the bag. Like, everybody wanted, like, even, like, Virgin performers had, like, ads and stuff like that. But see, my whole thing is, I mean, what works for them, if that works for you, but at the end of the day, you have to think the message is still getting out, no matter
it
what
is.
Pictures tagged to that. You know, so maybe people would abide by it or take it seriously and stuff. But it did got to be, like, everybody, because Ashley Boots was a fucking key to me, bitch.
The violence raises talent. But you also have to remember, some people, like J-Rock said, say no to drugs. See, when I was coming up, it said they say no to drugs when I was coming up, too. Now, look, I mean, you know.
Did you say no,
really
Mark?
Can't...
Did you say no?
No, bitch. Look at what you're doing.
Okay.
No, that's my whole point. You know what I mean? I didn't say no. So, I mean, it doesn't mean that other people won't, you know what I'm saying? Just how J-Rock said, it just depends on who takes it in. You know what I mean? Who's ready to just
right.
actually stop the violence.
Right. True.
Shit.
Definitely right.
Lord of Lightning Bug said you got to play it safe around power lines, and I still climbed that motherfucker and tried to touch it.
Oh, shit.
That's why I was the electrical engineer.
Oh, no, man. Okay, so I do a lot of things, and that's why I stopped the bitch.
But it's not my fault, because, you know, I didn't know. See, birds can sit on the power line. I didn't know nothing about the non-conductive and all. I learned.
You know you're not a bird. That's what you learned.
Yeah, I flew.
Ooh, I'm not going to say that, child. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Go ahead, J-Rock. Go ahead. They tried you. Go ahead.
You know what? You know what? Everybody been trying me here lately and talking about how they're going to release stuff for me and all this kind of stuff. And you know what I tell them?
Mm-hmm.
Release it.
Release it. There you go.
Bitch, release it. I really don't care.
It sounds like you've been released.
Damn. Oh, God. Or about to.
But it's no shade, though, because I've always felt like this. Whatever you do in the dark is going to come to the open anyway. That's why when I was 19 and 18 and I did the things I did, I've never told nobody that I was no freaking saint. I never told nobody I was an angel or anything like that. You'll be surprised some of the things that I have been through as a child all the way growing up. So if something comes to the light, who gives a shit?
Let me ask y'all a question. So how do y'all feel actually about the fake profiles? Because, I mean, you do have to get into these are actual people behind these profiles. This is not just, you know.
I mean, whoever they are, them are some fucking researching motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I tell you one thing.
But
see,
the
no,
thing about it is, if you actually listen to it, if you actually listen to the writing, if you're friends with certain people, you actually can get into who some of these fake profiles
okay,
are.
Okay, just 1 second, guys. 904-383.
I love the fake profiles. Okay, we do it on my. I do it on my actual profile, and I actually be on the borrow site posting stuff, and you know, I get a kick out of it. It's funny. I do it in my regular life to people in my home.
Because if you think about it, the fake profiles really do keep, because, you know, there's a lot of people that have to keep it political, but the fake profiles will keep it 100%. They might go a little too far.
Enrique, listen to what you're saying. You just escaped reality. You're making it seem like the fake profiles are somebody else. These fake profiles are these political people. This is what I'm saying. So are y'all really realizing that these fake profiles actually these people, some of these people?
If you read what they're saying, clearly you'll know exactly who certain people are. Like there's
exactly.
Like Laura Spears and all them other people. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Lovely.
Hey, Lovely.
If you really pay attention, you'll gag at who some of these girls are. Like that Laquita girl, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to let her keep on carrying. And when you see a bitch get slapped, you're going to go, why she slapped her? I'm going to go, thanks, Laquita.
But see that, and see that's the thing. That's what I was trying to say, Lovely. If you let them go, you kind of know who they are. You can kind of pick up because if you know who they are for real. But in the same sense, they're only saying what people really want to say for real. I mean, let's be honest.
But y'all, no, hold up. But y'all gotta catch this though. There's only really two profiles in that room that will constantly go. But some of them, they cool it down for like a week or cool it down for about like 2 weeks. Then they strike back up, so you won't. Because people be catching that tea, like Lovely said, you know, like, bitch, I'm going to get you.
And then if you really pay attention, look at what girl disappears and what girl comes back.
Exactly.
Right.
404-454, I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I just want to say some of these faggots are fierce.
Oh, my.
Not as fierce as your mama.
Your father.
I'm in love with one of the fake profiles. I've been catfished by one fake profile for the longest.
What fake profile is that?
You know, overall Mona, you know, that's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend.
That's my sister, no shade. That's my sister.
Mona is my girlfriend. One day I'm gonna meet Mona and we're just gonna have kids and everything. I know she's real.
But she didn't get. Then she's gonna put your tea out. So you ready for that? You ready for that? Then she gonna throw all your tea.
Hey Rock, I don't think you should do that because then after she slay you, she's gonna tell everybody.
Damn.
Okay, so let's play. Okay.
Oh, when Mona said y'all not having kids, so she already know that you have no meat. That's what you just.
All right, y'all. So you know what? Let's play a game. Let's match up profiles.
Well, Mark beat me to what my game was, you big head bitch, and that's why I'm gonna inbox you and threaten to beat your ass up.
Well, you one motherfucking thing. Like I told that fake profile again. I don't give a goddamn what you do. Kill me, bitch.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to name a profile. And you callers and people, you cast, you tell me who you think it is. Laura Spears.
I have no idea.
I think some people have two, because Laura Spears reads similar to a couple of others. They're, like, very similar, and I've seen them go back and forth. So, you know, that's a psycho bitch that can go to two different computers and, like, switch personalities that quick. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just going to call my sister psycho.
Okay, so give a name.
Laura Spears.
Well,
I would have to say Malone.
Okay,
I would say Malone.
You're saying Malone. I got an inbox saying Malone.
Malone. I would say Malone.
Okay.
But then I say my girl Brooklyn Malone is Malone, but actually I got into our writing that's not Malone.
No,
Brooklyn is not Milan. Trump.
Right, no, right, because I got into the writing. It's not her. It's not Milan.
Okay.
Brooklyn is very intelligent.
The next one I'm going to say, Shanae Jenkins. Because that bitch gave the motherfucking character.
Yes, I love to Shanae. Oh, my God.
Whoever is Shanae Jenkins, that bitch gave the motherfucking character.
She does
gain
character.
She's like, oh, my goodness.
Yes. So you're like, I'm in the building.
Okay, somebody from the blog talk said Laura Spears is not Milan. She's too light-skinned for that. Okay. Not sure what that means, but okay.
Somebody said Laura is London.
You think so?
Well, we don't even know who London is.
London is. Exactly. That would be a key for London to be Laura. You'd be like, wait, hold up.
I had lunch with London in Vegas.
Oh, really?
We had lunch in Vegas.
Well, you know Kelly and I've known her for years. We just don't know her. So let's
private
just move on. We ain't even going to get into London, child.
I think I know who London is if Kelly had lunch with her because she said who she was with.
Me and London go back like babies and pacifiers.
Oh, shit.
I bet you do because I heard London and Dallas.
Pig, private caller, you there? Okay, I guess you're not there.
You know, I said, at the lipstick ball last year, I heard London come across the microphone, and it was so perfect, but nobody caught it. I caught it. I left it alone.
So
and
who was
said,
it? Say the name.
No, ma'am, because when I told London on the phone on the tea party, she was like, yes, I was. And then I was like, I'm going to just leave that alone.
Somebody, Maya, and okay, 407-715.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Laura Spears is Kelly. I'm going to tell you why, because she put on a post a while back, she gave the very, nobody says gave the very but Kelly.
Nobody said what?
On a post a while back in the room, Laura's type, she gave the very. Was she explaining something? Kelly talks like that. Nobody says gave the very but Kelly.
Baby, if you old school,
I've never noticed that.
Gave the very.
Well, baby.
I've never heard of that.
I'm going to tell y'all, let me tell you this, baby. I don't need to be motherfucking Laura Spears, honey, to read, baby. I only use my fake profiles to put up things when I don't want my profile blocked.
And Kelly makes that very clear. Maya Angelou is saying that Laura Spears is Jiggy Jive. I don't think so. 202-696, you're on the air.
So, Kelly, you had lunch with London while you was in Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl, you only made the McDonald's, girl. What lunch did you go to?
Ooh. We went to lunch. My McDonald's.
Well,
you
want
my McDonald's?
I think I know, and I really know who it is, then.
Exactly.
Who is it, then? Why everybody keeps saying they know who it is and don't want to say who it is?
Because Kelly gave it away when she said she had lunch with her, which brought me back to what I had originally thought.
And that person is who?
None right. of your business.
Oh, my God. Hey,
now I
got to
check the archives. Okay,
no, just know that London will definitely be in Dallas, honey, okay, for the Escada Ball.
Exactly. I know it.
So Salvin is London?
No.
There's
a lot of people going
to
be in
my girlfriend, my girlfriend London be out at every ball mistake. Y'all just don't be paying her no
attention.
Oh, I know.
I think I know who it is, though, but I'm not going to say.
But we're not talking
about
that.
She be around mistake. She be around mistake, girl. Y'all girls be get mistake. She be out mistake. She was at the Philly Awards ball. Ask Devon mistake. Devon was gagging mistake. She took a picture of Devon, and Devon didn't even know she took the picture of her.
So that's why y'all get too high boots. That's why you gotta be light sober. That's why whoever takes pictures of me, I take pictures back. So you know you have that thing. Like here you go.
Y'all have to realize London is a very clever, very, very clever girl.
But she ain't that clever if she knows, if you know who she is.
Oh, no. See, but she's clever, but, you know, that's what I deal with, intelligence. But I don't think that
Laura Spears could be Kelly, because there's no shade Kelly. I think Laura gets the tea better than
Tito,
you.
Tito, shut up. Caesar could never be London.
No. Wait a minute.
That's what I was thinking, and that's what J-Rock was thinking, too.
With that list,
Caesar was, I would never thought, first of all, how can Caesar be, I'm going to leave that one alone.
What you mean, how can he be London?
How can he not be? Because his voice is kind?
No.
All you heard was his Femme Queens. I'm sure he has a kind voice there.
Listen, what J-Rock
will not say is with that lisp that Caesar has, he should not be London.
Y'all not gonna give my brother too much now, okay?
I didn't notice his list, though.
Exactly, probably like a year ago, or either it was in May, something happened on Monday night to where they was coming for London, and I don't know if it got serious or whatever, and London came out of the London character and said, this is London, and I'm just going to talk in my regular voice right now.
It was her and Nicole.
And she went in and then went back to London. I was like, oh. And every time I say that, London do that little...
But we're not supposed to be talking about who London is. We're talking about the avatars.
Well, that's the originator. That's the originator.
She does not count, J-Rock. That is your mother.
I know, I'm not saying that. You ain't even trying to get me kicked off the show.
And shut the fuck up.
Hey, well, y'all gonna gag Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Because at the New York Awards Ball, baby, London's gonna come out, Miss Thing, and y'all gonna fucking gag, bitch.
Oh, she's coming out the New York Awards Ball?
You said that at Gagaween.
Actually, at Gagaween, she was in the building. She was in the building.
Oh.
She helped us set up, but we had conversations.
Let me tell y'all something. Miss London was in the building for Gagaween, but it was just so much stuff was going on, and we was in a time crunch. I couldn't get her to come out. You know, she graced with y'all girls, Miss Day. She mingled along with y'all and everything, Miss Day. I seen her. She's in a couple of pictures from Gagaween, Miss Day. Okay, and she was in the building, Miss Day, but it was just too much going on, so, you know, she couldn't grace y'all girls with her presence, but she definitely did meet her whole cast of the Tea Party girls, Miss Day.
Yeah, she put a tablecloth on the table together. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't there doing the setup part. She came in during the middle of the ball, and she was in the building.
Yeah, I need to stop your shit.
Come through.
Yeah, I need to stop y'all fucking shit.
Oh shit.
At least we didn't get good night this time.
Yes. At least we didn't get the hi-ya. Yeah.
I ain't finished.
That. Oh shit. Well, let me say my goodnights now.
Yeah, I don't have to say
goodnight.
I'm just kidding,
so
y'all really are a mess.
Oh, somebody say one of the fake profiles is Marcus. They're saying that one of them is Marcus.
I'm everybody, child.
Okay, so now Maya Angelou, if you listening to the show, just press one. Does anyone really want to know who Maya Angelou is?
Yes.
I know Maya Angelou, too. That's my good girlfriend. I'm going to see her in 2 weeks.
Let me tell y'all something. If y'all want to know who Maya Angelou is, y'all are stupid as hell. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, J-Rock, who's Maya Angelou?
Baby, let me tell you something.
J-Rock.
I know. If I don't know nobody else, I know who Maya Angelou is.
Because you have it, right?
I'm going to put you to this test, J-Rock. You ain't got to say who it is, J-Rock. Tell me what state Maya Angelou is from.
That would give it away.
No, just tell me what state she's from.
Because who you think Maya is not. Because I've had conversations with Maya out of her voice.
Let me tell y'all, I'm going to say this to everybody, Mistake, okay? Baby, I know who the girls are, Mistake, but I would never ever tell anybody anything of who the girls are, but I know who the girls are.
Okay, The reason how I know who Maya Angelou is because Maya Angelou has talked to me on her profile by accident, saying some stuff that she said on her original profile. And then I was like, bitch, I knew it. There's only some stuff that me and the other person have talked about that does not even mean to go back and tell no one.
I want to play a game with y'all.
Yes, it was a black and white affair in Vegas, I see. Go ahead.
I want to play a game. I'm going to ask y'all a question based on these fake profiles, and then I'm going to let all of y'all answer just with one name, and then I'm going to give you guys an answer. Well, I'm going to give you guys a rebuttal. I'm going to start off with J-Rock, Mark, Jason, Enrique, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, because nobody else. Because Kelly and Marcus. Marcus is there, too. With me and Kelly know. I'm going to start off with you, J-Rock, and you go ahead and say the name. Don't be afraid to say the name, because I'm not going to give you a yes or a no. J-Rock, who do you think Maya Angelou is? Just say a name.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, my God, J-Rock, come on. Our life depends on you.
But I'm just saying that, but that's like giving it away.
Yeah,
I'm
just say a name.
I'm not going to give you a yes or a no. Just say it. Because then at least the person will know if you are on to them or not. So just say
okay. Well, they don't got to know if I'm on to them or not because they said, I mean, they already did the vote.
Oh, she says she's in queue. She says she's in queue.
It's
who
TJ.
Is it?
It's TJ.
Okay, you say it's TJ. Mark, who do you think it is?
TJ.
Jason, who do you think it is?
It's not TJ.
Well, who do you think it is?
I don't
who
know
do
the child's name, but it's not TJ.
Okay, and Enrique, who do you think it is?
TJ.
And Marcus, who do you think it is?
I know it's two people, but TJ is one of them.
Who's the other people? Who's the other person?
I don't know who the other person is, but I know TJ is one of them.
Okay.
Maya Angelou, not the Olsen twins.
I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna.
Do you think TJ is the original Maya Angelou?
Yes.
No, I'm going off the Maya Angelou in the pink and the hat and the, you know.
Okay. No, I'm asking Marcus. Do you think Maya Angelou is the original? I mean, TJ is the original Maya Angelou.
I can't do this no more.
Well, I don't know. You say original. You mean original from Tom's show and everything?
I can't stress something.
Yeah,
no.
The one who originated Maya Angelou.
Oh, Jazz, I'm trying to fuck our head up, but we all don't know.
I don't know. I know TJ, one of them.
Okay.
You got a double.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell y'all, the original, the main one, the one that's in that group, the one that you guys hear, the one that reads the official phone, is not TJ Mizrahi.
Right. And it's short, and I can vouch and co-sign for that. All of y'all girls thinking it's...
I don't even need nobody to vouch.
I know you don't need no co-sign.
No, because I'm going to tell the truth tonight. That is not... Maya Angelou. I mean, that is not TJ Mizrahi. Now, Marcus, you are.
And I'm going to let y'all know this because everybody wants to know. I will never reveal who the girls are, but Maya Angelou is not TJ. Maya Angelou is a girl from the Philadelphia area. Yes, she is.
But TJ does sometimes, she got that voice down back. She does play with the girls sometimes, but that is not the main Maya Angelou. Now, the next question.
That means TJ is sharing tea.
J-Rock, who do you think London is?
Oh, shit. We're not going to say that name.
Go ahead.
Mm-mm. I think it's Ms. Rahi.
Okay. Mark, who do you think it is?
Jasmine, you know as well as everybody else on this phone, I have never wanted to know who London was. I've not.
You sure have said that. Jason, who do you think London is?
It's a prodigy. That's all I'm going to say.
Enrique, who do you think London is?
It's a prodigy.
And Marcus, who do you think London is?
I think it's Corey, your lover.
Who?
Okay. You asked.
I would gag severely.
And officially, I will tell you because J Rock, it is not, and it's no shade, but you already should know, it is not Jack.
Oh, so it is a Mizrahi.
Oh, you know what? I can't stand this show.
You say it isn't a Mizrahi. That's what you say. Okay.
I know, but she knew who I was talking about because I said.
I knew who you were talking about, and the rest of y'all are wrong as well.
So it is a Mizrahi.
So you're not going to tell us either. It kind of seems like you're not going to tell us either way. I mean, we could be
she
right, but you're going to still say no.
I'm going to tell y'all this. Wait, hold on. I'm going
to
tell y'all. Okay. It's not Jack. It's not Jack who said it was Jack. And to Marcus, it's not her lover. Miss London is from the motherfucking Midwest region.
Okay, you ain't got to get on that shit. You really fucked me up now,
ain't
it? Okay. We know it ain't Miss Goddess.
I'm not going to narrow it down because, you know, the ballroom scene is not that big in the Midwest, so I'm not going to narrow it down to a Pacific city in the Midwest. He's from the Midwest area. I think I know who it is.
She just telling y'all that, girl. That is not true.
The girls have always been saying that it's Kevin Prodigy and Jack. And then y'all started with that Caesar shit and all the rest of that.
Y'all know why it's not a Midwest person? You know why it's not a Midwest person? What's her name? London knows too much about the East Coast, and ain't but so many girls from the Midwest that travel like that to know these people by name, their titles, and all of that. It's an East Coast girl.
Thank you.
Just tell me this. Is London short, light-skinned? like yellow.
No, London says, if you listen to our show, London always says she's legend for Vogue Femme.
J-Rock, I don't think London is Josh Malone, okay?
What is all that noise?
I do think that she's, somebody say it's you, Marcus, but I've heard you guys talk at the same time, so I know you're not London.
No, see, the reason
London is really fiercely.
See, somebody came up at Gagoline, and that one right there kind of disturbs me, too. Somebody came up at that Gagoline, did not know who it was. They hugged me like they knew me and everything. I'm like, oh, hey, like I was a kid or something. Like I was
and
a child.
And they walked away.
And they walked away.
No, they helped me put the tablecloth on the table. So y'all lying about not being a prodigy. That's all I'm saying.
Hold up. And then this is what gagged me. When we was on the show, she said, J-Rock, you smell so good. And then I said, what? She was like, because when I gave you a hug, you smell so good. You smell like brown sugar. And I'm like, wait.
Brown sugar?
Yeah, if you bathe in evenly gorgeous burnt sugar, it smells like brown sugar.
Melted sugar.
Bubbling brown sugar.
You gotta smell good. If you smell edible, people will want to eat you.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord.
Baby, don't gag.
So it's no shade because Jasmine, I'm the call you on your bullshit. It has to be one of those people that you, not Jack, but if you think about who was in there helping us set up, because London did say she helped us set up. It was nothing in there but a couple of people, and it was a couple of prodigies. And we all know who each other are, unless there's a cast member on the phone, which I doubt, because we're all on the phone together, talking at the same time. So it can't be another cast member.
Are we really doing this?
Okay, let's say it. Yeah, let's say it. Let's go to the next name.
Okay. Yeah.
Who do you think Laura Spears is?
We already said that.
That's all I'm saying. For Laura Spears to get the dirt that she gets, she has to be.
No, that's a T. At one point, I thought Laura Spears was Alexis. Because if you see what Laura Spears said, she gets teed down, which kind of sounds like the whole Marcus group, the underground thing, like she's a part of that. Because some of the shit she be getting is be too on mark. Too on mark. No shade. Two on T. So I thought it was Alexis. Then I thought it was Marcus. And then I was like, maybe it's a combination. Because, you know, people do share fake profiles. I know that.
But my thing is, Laura gets tea that has nothing to do with ballroom. That's what tricks me up.
Exactly. So if you, because you know, if you listen to people talk on the phone,
Miss Snow,
a lot of people.
Miss Snow is knocking at the door.
Huh?
I was saying, Laura slipped up about a week ago, but I'm not going to spill the tea, but she did slip up with a break, kind of a breaking news that she gave, but, you know, that's what made me believe who she is, but I'm not going to say nothing, but Alexis, you're back on the air.
Yep, Enrique Mason Bates. I don't see the fake profiles at all, period, point blank. If anybody knows, bitch, Marcus.
Well, no, let's just be truthful. Let's just think anymore.
Oh, but girl, that was, but she never made it in there.
Oh, well,
so, I mean,
you know, you just said you don't do fake profiles.
Oh, you did have
so
a fake profile.
So is Alexis, was Alexis' profile Sharon Snow?
No.
Okay.
Sharon is still around. The profile I used was to, I think I did pop like two different teams. But it was something very mediocre. It wasn't nothing like...
She could have poked under her own name. Right. She was just...
it was some people involved.
Hello?
Crooked.
What happened?
Crooked.
Nothing but the Lord. Nothing but
Ooh.
The Lord.
Ooh.
All we heard was snow. Nobody
told
you. Y'all subtly.
God said you would not be lying.
Another caller. Oh, no, 216-526-526, you're on the air.
Just like we've had other conversations about people and all types of diseases and stuff.
That's TJ right there.
So why girls want to come lie and say what they know, they need to get their fucking facts straight first.
Oh?
TJ.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Oh. In the motherfucking Maya Angelou.
I think we cleared that up like 20 minutes ago.
God, I had press one.
Yes, and you was reading down too. That was the case.
Right.
TJ,
what, Maya?
You
I forgot
you
I had press
caught
one.
Up one time because one time they brought you on as Maya Angelou, and then you started talking in your TJ voice.
Yeah, you did kind of slip up.
Maya Angelou, you're on the air.
Yeah, the girls think I'm TJ. Yeah. And I think,
right, that's not me.
How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Yeah, TJ.
Will I see you this weekend?
Hey, call on. I want y'all to say catch me if you can at the same time.
Cowboy,
one,
you know, free
two,
promotion.
Three. Catch me if you can.
If you can.
Right.
Y'all.
They like to play these goddamn games.
I need y'all to repeat the same sentence simultaneously.
Come on, yeah. Yeah, that's just too much.
Right, that's too much.
Have you ever noticed when they spoke at the same time, it was always they did the last three words?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that the last time.
That's what to keep you thinking. God, I gotta get it to it.
Maya Angelou is really Bishop.
Yeah, would that be the key? That would be the key if Bishop was one of those fake profiles. Would that be over? That'd be over.
And listen, I'm going to explain to you how I'm a TJ. Do you guys want to gag?
Yes, please tell me.
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Hello?
And I thank you. Why y'all just fall out laughing, though? Wait a minute. That just broke it the fuck up.
Why did
y'all
fall out
laughing?
Oh, my. Ain't that the same voice that does, but ain't that the same voice that does, oh, wow?
I can mean anything, and I thank you.
But that's the same voice that does, oh, wow.
No, 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 be stupid.
Wait a minute. I know that's not Granny, too.
No, that is not Granny.
I know who Granny is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But that,
bitch, that hello just.
I know, I love that hello.
I live for that. That lights up the mood, too.
Nana, I'm going to turn it for you and be granny. 1 second.
No, you gotta do hello one more time, bitch.
Hey, y'all really thought that was me.
What?
Let me tell you something,
TJ. You need a therapist, bitch.
Whoever Maya is, needs to go work for the motherfucking Disney Channel. No shit.
J-Rod, you don't remember the jack session that me, you, and Maya had on Ovu that day? You know who Maya is.
Oh, shit.
Naked motherfucking hot.
This is a scandalous Tuesday. Mm.
Not the jack session.
Girl, y'all be thinking Maya lying. Maya really do got me. We be like, y'all really would gag if y'all knew who Maya was.
Wow.
Well, if you got meat on Uber and you got
the Maya, here's your chance. Mark is on the phone. You got Mark right there. You said that was going to be your future baby mother.
Mark, yes.
And I thank you.
He lives for the way I see that.
Hello.
I have another call at 404-731. You're on the air.
This is the real Jasmine Couture.
Is that the real Jasmine Couture?
That bitch is imitating me.
Ooh.
God.
Lilac,
well, Lord.
The twin's sister, what do you have to say to yourself?
You're also trying to me, I swear.
Bitch.
Come through, Jasmine, come through.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you.
Ooh.
And I thank you.
Jason, are you there? Kelly, my sister. Mike, why are you having a seat?
If y'all have 10 minutes to call in, but I'm, from what I'm being told, can you believe it? The lines are full.
Yes, because everybody is gagging right now.
Everybody want to know who is who right now. Everybody want to know who Maya is.
Well,
maybe
can we
have an extra hour?
716-381, you're on the air.
I just want to say, y'all is fucking turning it, man.
Look, I knew everybody wanted to know who the fake profiles are. That would make the phones hot, no shade. People know who they are. You know, why don't we have the fake profiles call in? That'll be
cool. You know they not going to do that. They're going to do it privately.
Yeah, they can do it privately. That's what I'm saying. Let them call in private. Let them call in.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever thought about this? Wait. Have you ever thought about this? Your fake profiles might already be on the phone.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly.
Y'all turning this into like where you point the gun at one person, then everybody ends up pointing the gun at everybody else. And now we all just because
in most instances, the people who got these voices is two or three people that play the same voice.
Let me give you a little clue.
When you sit there and it's one person and you're doing magic, how many people you become? And I thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everybody that has a profile in their chat room is on this phone.
I would agree.
Oh, Mona said nobody did her. Mona wants to know who we think Mona is.
Mona, we don't know who you are. We're going to keep it that way.
Mona is like a London, because Mona was there before all those. I mean, she was one of the original ones, so it's kind of like nobody ever tried to get into who she was.
I think Mona,
yeah,
see,
like
Mona had to be an older. Mona be somebody older. I think
Mona
is somebody
Mona
older.
Mona is from New York.
Like, she was a part of the
Mona is from New York, y'all.
Yeah, I know. I know. She's
somebody
older.
Mona.
Mona
was in the Bronx at that.
Personally, I think Mona, people like Mona in London, they, like, originated this stuff. You can tell that they're classic. You can tell they're older.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they're from the, you know, the Upper East Coast. And, you know, they just know
Well, Kelly just said they're from the Midwest, and Jasmine said they're from the Upper East Coast. And I think
she said that they live in the Midwest. Now, they can live in the Midwest, but that doesn't mean that they're not from the East Coast.
Because Mona lives in Georgia.
You think Mona lives in Georgia?
I think Mona lives in
New York. Mona lives in the Bronx.
Yeah, and Mona lives in New York.
Well, so you're telling me that there's a way that you can make all your posts sound like it's coming from Marietta, Georgia over a year?
J-Rock, would you like me right now to go on my Facebook and change my location to Hawaii or better yet, at your house?
When you're typing, even though I can change your geo setting
to a certain city, it will always say that. I can change right now to say Atlanta, Georgia, and every post I make will say Atlanta, Georgia. Mona lives near someone's house on the phone. She works near someone's house every night, and I thank you.
So she walks the street? You said Mona is a streetwalker in Baltimore?
No, Mona.
Wait a minute, is Mona Mr. Man?
Yes, Mona is a bush queen.
Yeah, Mona's a butch queen. Is Mona Mr.
Mona
Man?
Mona is a butch queen.
And she's legendary performing.
She's a lady.
Because Mr. Man is on Facebook, but he won't say who he is on Facebook.
The acronym is Mona Cindy Dior. No, she's not.
Bitch!
Mona lives, I always thought...
Bitch.
You know how you can catch a bitch too in action?
Wait a minute. I thought that this was really a joke. Like, y'all made this up. It's a profile action.
Say,
wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, y'all teeing that up.
I really thought Tony Milan was London at first.
No. I think Tony Milan does have a profile in there, but I'm not going to say who it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why y'all won't say it?
Because that's my girlfriend, and I don't do that.
You fake bitching it.
No, we're not going to do that.
Enrique, you a nigga bitch.
We would not do that, because y'all didn't tell us all of y'all fake profiles.
Exactly.
Why are you telling?
I'm
just waiting for Granny to say something again because Grandmother Fellas on the line, and I thank you.
No, I know who Grandma is, though. She's not on the phone.
No, you're going to gag.
Okay, then maybe there's more than one. Maybe that's what it is. Somebody invented a voice.
There's only one Grandmother Fella, and I thank you.
Well, there's Granny, and then there's Grandmother Fella.
Oh, okay.
No, there's Granny. When they call in, she's on the line.
No, because there's more than one Granny that calls in.
There is more than one granny that calls.
And I thank you.
Yeah.
You got Grandma Diamond, and you got Grandma
Maya. Maya. It's okay. We can go back to own studios. What's that?
That voice? All right. They say Kelly is Maya Angela. Kelly is not Maya.
Oh, my.
Nope. Kelly is not Maya.
Because you can't hold it like that.
Kelly has called in a voice, though.
What? Kelly Harper?
Yes, Kelly Harper has called in a voice.
That's the voice she called in, Kelly Harper.
No, because J-Rock, one time, Kelly called in and got you together.
Yeah.
you talking about when she was Grandma Dynamite?
No, I don't know what voice she was, but she got you together.
Who do y'all think Regina is? Regina's Reloaded.
I'm going to sit this one out.
I'm going to get Regina's motherfucking name. I'm going to come through with me a fake name and start tearing hoes up.
Yeah, I kind of thought. At first, I thought when I said that people was, I thought Laura Spears and Regina was the same person. I thought both of them were Milan. But then when you read on it, I do think one of those fake profiles is Jiggy Ja.
Let's go back to when Kelly tore me up. Okay. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how I know that was Kelly. Because she tried to go for Mark. Mark said, bitch, I will fucking peel your skull to the white. Or he said something. So they just left Mark alone. But they would not fucking leave me and Tiffany the fuck alone.
Oh, I remember that night. Oh, that wasn't Kelly.
No, I remember that night.
No,
Enrique, Kelly started it, but then all the other callers started calling in too.
Right.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. They went ham, y'all. I remember that night. They said y'all might want to put the phone down.
Well, it's now 1:58. You got like 2 minutes to call in. If not,
they can still listen because the show started 30 minutes late, so they don't have to call in until 2:30.
Okay, cool.
Now y'all got till 2:30. Word.
But I don't think we'll be around till 2:30.
Lord, yes.
Well, maybe we can have the real Jasmine Couture call in.
Ooh.
Oh,
this is private
calling on the air.
Here come Granny.
Private caller.
Now, why y'all doing y'all bullshit tonight?
That ain't Granny.
that is not Granny. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know who Michael Islow is. That's Lucas.
Private caller,
you're
on the air.
Yeah, bitch, you heard me.
Not too much of Mother Couture, motherfucker.
You heard me, Jasmine.
I'm a mute Maya and TJ, and now I'm going to come back to private caller.
Yeah, I'm out here.
Girl, good morning, honey.
Okay. I want to know who called in and be like, can I speak to Snuggly Wuggly?
Really? So you thought that was me, Jasmine?
Nicole, you're back on the air.
Yeah, I know who Michael Angel. I wanted to say who it was, but they just said who it was.
Who is it?
Marcus. You could tell.
Who?
Marcus ain't Maya Angelou.
Yo, gag.
No, you Maya Angelou.
Marcus can't
keep that voice going that long. He'll run out of breath.
Child.
Oh, shit.
It's like I know, just like Granny and Michael Angelou and
it's Maya Angelou, not Maya.
Hello, Maya Angelou, whatever.
But Nicole, Marcus is right there, and so is Maya.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they switch up. They're two different people that know each other. But you got to get in. Marcus, and when Marcus does it, it's a little bit deeper. And then when he comes out of voice, he still has that tone to his voice.
So wait. You trying to say one of the Maya Angelou's voice is softer than the other one?
Yeah. And then when Marcus goes back to being Marcus, he still has that tone to his voice as Maya Angelou.
Well, I'm gonna solve this for you, Nicole. I'm gonna give you this piece of tea. Marcus is not the second person who played Maya. I'm the second person who played Maya.
Well, we know that too.
So stop accusing Marcus.
Nicole, the person that does Maya Angelou has been at the casino with you.
With me?
Uh huh.
She can fit.
Has been at the casino with me.
They've seen you at the casino.
What casino?
Maya.
Where was I playing?
Well, honey, listen, this is Holy Week, so I'm not going to tell no lies.
Somebody.
Hello.
Wait, I can't hear. I can't hear you, Jasmine.
This is
Maya Angelou. You see me at the casino?
Yes, a few times, yes.
What casino, baby? Which one?
I forget.
How can you forget?
Whose phone is that?
I don't know, but Jasmine, you need
Nicole.
To get a phone check.
Yeah.
If that ain't my phone.
What? Who's
that I'm talking? Who said I was Maya Angelou?
Shut up. Wait a minute. Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
What was I playing?
You was acting you in Atlantic City.
How long ago?
I can't remember. You know, I'm an old woman. I have Alzheimer's.
Oh, stop it.
But you better stay at that blackjack table. Just stay at the blackjack table, Nicole.
Ooh.
Marcus,
Nicole said that you're Maya Angelou as well.
Girl.
You are Maya Angelou as well.
Nicole, you ain't even seen me before in life. How could you sit here?
I don't have to see you. I go by voice. I go by voice.
Miss Thing, I have a very southern accent. There is no way.
You do.
Listen, I can change my voice. I called in and was Granny one night.
Baby, I have to change my voice.
Real.
Sweetie,
but
I would have to change my
voice. I called in as Granny one night. Okay.
No, no, Nicole, no shade. You look like how you sound.
Yeah,
your resonance of your voice, Amaya, the same thing that you're saying, because somebody else is saying that too. The resonance of your voice, of your Amaya, is kind of similar. Like,
no, you got to get up in when Marcus comes out of voice from Maya Angelou. His tone is still like Maya a little bit.
Right, there is a similar. Somebody else set me up about that, Marcus, too. That they're
yeah,
similar, your undertone.
No, because I've had a conversation with Maya Angelou
my
out
whole
of
life.
Voice, and Marcus
I've
is not Maya Angelou.
I know to listen to the tones.
No, I'm not saying he is Maya Angelou. I'm just saying that the undertones are similar.
And plus, let's not forget that Naima and Maya Angelou and TJ was hanging out in the bookstore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
be all over the place with this shit.
Wait, that's when Naima slayed the deaf boy.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a private caller. You're on the air.
What you don't believe is what you don't believe is that it.
I don't understand what she said.
Where's Naima? Because she be good at this. Because she kind of figures out who people are. Where's she at?
But the reason how I know that TJ was one of the Mayas, if it's two Mayas, is because, like, say for instance, if it's a Wednesday night, or it could be, like, something serious going on, and he'll call in and he'll be tired. When he becomes tired, he starts going into Maya, but he's like TJ. Like, when he's trying to make a point, and then everybody just be on the phone like, wait a minute.
Well, y'all got to go back. The original Maya was on, what was that, Tom show? And then she stopped calling in. Then Maya appeared. And then there was a fake Maya on Camaro.
Wasn't
it
one on Tom show,
we
too?
We talked that real quick.
But if you want to get technical, it roots from the Got to Be Real show. And I thank you.
Well,
remember, guest is Patti LaBelle. Guest is coming to dinner.
Well, I know the Maya Angelou in the pink with the hat on and smiling with that fierce smile. That phenomenal woman. That's TJ.
Yeah.
That's TJ because that Maya knows too much.
About you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said they'd be on what's the name, Uvu having sessions.
Yes,
first of all, I have never been on Uvu and had a session.
Lies, fairy tales, and Christmas carols.
Not all of that. Not Christmas carols.
Maybe on Yahoo Messenger, but that was way back when.
Nah, we ain't on Yahoo Messenger.
Exactly. So you've never been on no fucking cam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have a camera.
But this coming from the same person that told me I didn't have a picture of their
vagina
until I gagged them.
No, their enlarged vagina lip. That's what you got to call that. You got to call that.
Thank
one.
You, do.
Then he tried to say that I hacked his BGC to get it. Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
You don't. Everybody has got pictures that think they got pictures of me. You don't have pictures of me.
So the picture that I got from
J-Rock.
Got you.
So you telling
J-Rock.
Me I don't have pictures? I don't have a picture of you?
Ooh.
Everybody
no.
gets that picture of J-Rock.
No. You don't have a picture of me.
You, J-Rock, sure I don't. It's the same picture.
Day.
Wait a minute. It's the same picture you unlocked me when we was having the BGC show that night.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's what y'all got to get to. I need to understand.
So, J-Rock, if you're sending out fake dick pictures, why would you send out one so small, though?
I would like to thank y'all for letting me. Remember what avenue
you
go into?
Are there any callers
up?
In the queue?
So is everyone going to pay the fact that Lewis is divine?
Ooh. No, I am not believing that Lewis Spears is divine.
Child, please. I'm too open and upright for these fucking fake names.
But you know what, though, Maya?
Yes,
I was
divine.
Told divine.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Laura Spears did write on my wall saying she was coming here, and I was told divine is making an appearance in Cleveland.
And I thank
you. Oh, okay. I guess. I'm not Laura, though, sweetheart. I don't hide behind a name. I'm a bad bitch. I'm going to say what I got to say straight out. And if you don't like it,
so what's so, Divine, quick question. What day are you getting here for Cleveland for Catch Me If You Can, March 30th? LSS will start at 9:30. Come late and gas.
I posted my post today,
DJ,
and I paid my advertisement already.
DJ, say your good nights already.
Ooh.
No free promotion, baby.
Too late now.
Well,
cast out the baby.
Jasmine, did you delete my post?
Did I what?
Did you delete my post in the official ballroom?
When? Now?
Today, me, Rodney, and Jeff, Marco's ball.
No.
I was Jason, on did you delete our post?
No, I didn't delete it.
Well, Kelly, how dare you delete my post, Kelly? And then tell me you did not delete it.
I delete nothing anymore because I don't like being accused for deleting stuff. So, no. Any ball promotions that shouldn't be in there are still in there because I ain't deleting nothing.
Where's my email? Can we get my email?
Well, are there any other administrators in the group before I accuse Kelly?
No.
Marcus, are you sure it's just not at the very bottom? Have you scrolled through the whole thing?
No, I just posted it.
Because I saw it in there earlier today, but I paid
it. And Laura Spears said what she said, and I thought, oh, Laura, don't act like that. We talked about it.
Because I saw TJ's, and I paid both of them.
Are you saying there wasn't enough today?
Hold on. Mine is paid for. I don't
I saw yours, and I saw TJ's, and I paid both of them. So
I
they should still be in there.
Wait. Who's
this
paid for and who got a post?
What
you saying?
Well, Mother, when I went in the room earlier today,
did
Marcus
they just say Mona is Mexican Joe?
When I went in the room, TJ posted for his ball, and I saw something Marcus posted with all the categories for him, Rodney, and the other person that's helping with that, I guess, Twinkie Clark, and I left it alone. I'm scrolling down now.
But who has to pay? Marcus, you paid for one?
Yeah, I pay Kelly in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it virtual or something that's needed?
Yes, we do. We were. I was waiting to contact you on Friday once I have the contract in our hand for the venue. But, yeah, it's not like all that on there. But, yeah, I was going to send that to you. And I did it in front of Rodney just in case. It would be
Mark, is this still in? No, because this is – no, this is – oh, no, that's not it. That's the house of Chanel or something.
I didn't get no commercial or nothing as of yet, so I don't know nothing about it.
Is Kelly still on the line?
Kelly.
Some backdoor deals.
Where is Kelly?
And we would also like to apply Rodney's work discount, his employee discount.
Because the only okay right now, I see the Erica K. Mizrahi. That's in there. It should
definitely work. If y'all got a commercial that needs to be made, y'all need to contact me. Because
I'm the one who makes the commercials.
So
all that third party and all the rest of that stuff, do not work. Because nothing will get played.
Well,
that's your voice on the commercials, Jazz. I'm the one who makes the commercials.
I'm the one who has done what I have to do to get those commercials done.
Well, Jasmine and Kelly, y'all have a conference call about
it's
calendar.
It's certainly
department.
Not in there.
Kelly is from New York. She don't know nothing about no money, no
more. Ooh.
Oh, shit.
J-Rock, when Kelly get on his phone and she come for you.
No, we going to handle J-Rock this weekend.
Ooh. Where is Kelly at? I don't even see her.
Yes, TJ going to get them cakes this weekend.
And I thank you.
Mommy not here to stop at this time.
Yes,
I just want to make sure when I get there that I avoid that bus that that man was coming. You gonna learn today. What bus does he drive?
He lost his job.
I have no clue.
He don't have a job anymore.
No, he did not lose his job. They fought and he got the same, but I have no clue.
No, I'm not getting on that motherfucking on
his. Well, they probably put him on administrative duty.
No, he probably worked the train system now, so he can't bother nobody to drive the train.
Oh, no, the worst one, the train drivers, the ones who get the kids together more than the bus drivers.
Well, they're supposed to be driving the train. What
they
worried
about?
Yeah, it's
they
gone.
Just
the TJ's
in the front.
Is gone,
you don't know
too.
What's going on.
So, both of them are gone.
Where was that one going in Vegas?
Did nothing go on in Vegas but a sink I broke.
No, a lot was going on in Vegas, but I'm throwback caught some pictures, baby.
Oh.
A lot went on in Vegas.
What, Kelly sitting on the sink and breaking it?
What'd you say, Jasmine?
It looks like a lot went on in Vegas and a lot stayed in Vegas.
Well, a lot has... Barbara throwback's caught a lot, and I think him.
Yes, I heard they caught a lot, too.
No, TJ Fly, you're still in here.
Jason, girl, go sit down.
Them pictures are giving me everything.
Mother, should I remove this flyer?
What flyer?
TJ's.
Child, why you ask? You
don't
know the answer to the question.
Going, gone. Yes, and it's going.
I would like to tell everyone, I would like to thank you for calling in, listening to the radio segment, wherever Allie might you go to wrap it up.
So that's so
cool.
Y'all,
thank you all.
Let me explain
something to y'all real quick. That's all, Jenny. It's no shade. No, it's really no shade, seriously. No, it's no shade. We sit here and we talk about these balls, and we sit here and we want to promote these balls and all the rest of that stuff. But just like this radio show and this time, you know, I have a business. I have to get up. I have to run a company. But I sit on the phone with you guys Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and I have to pay for this. This is not easy. These are bills that I have to pay. You guys need to respect that as well.
Is Naima doing Sunday still?
Who?
Sundays.
Yes.
Naima doesn't have anything to do with tennis or chop. She has her own platform that she's working on.
Okay, no free promotion.
Maya's gonna get her ass whooped.
You'll be munching before you whip anything.
You gag,
and I think you'll be turned up.
Maya, Maya, is your moving away party this weekend?
Who's speaking?
You moving, Maya? Where you moving to?
Mark, is you trying to be cute?
I think Maya is moving to Kentucky.
No.
I'm not right?
No.
Who is it?
Just had to check, because there's somebody who I knew who could do a Maya Angelou's voice really well and could really think on his feet like that. But he I don't think he would have been, I think he was deployed during some of those times that Maya came on. I'm not, but I don't remember.
Shit.
Was it the Navy, was it? And I think,
no, it's not the Navy, Maya.
All you get. You cannot park
there. Well, you already knew I wasn't going to the Army. You know that.
Why not?
Because we talked about it, and I think you. Because I'm in the military.
Has Jason come on The Voice yet, or have I missed him yet? Or?
Say what?
Did Jason Moglier go on The Voice yet? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on already? How did he do?
I don't know, but I know Atoro and them said vote for him. I don't watch The Voice.
Well, it just started coming on.
I think it only, this was the second one. But you know how you have the blind auditions?
Okay.
Well, they still in the blind auditions, man, but I didn't see him. See him.
You know who he is? They said his name would come up as Sun, S-U-N.
Well, I didn't watch it tonight, but I watched it yesterday. He wasn't on last night's show.
Yeah, I watched last night. So I missed tonight.
Well, good luck, Jason. You definitely sing down. If you win that $5 million, don't have a ball. Just.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
What?
Not a $5 million
ball. Y'all know if y'all would hit the lottery, y'all would probably do something for the ballroom, but no shit.
Marcus, let me tell you something. I'm not going to even lie to you. I definitely would throw a ball.
I throw a ball, all right.
You know what, though? If I hit the lottery, I would throw a ball, but it wouldn't be like
Marcus,
a ball. It would be more
Marcus,
like a party.
Marcus, Jason didn't come on tonight. He said check next week.
Okay, great. All right. I'll be looking.
Yeah, like I was saying, if I hit the lottery, I would throw a party, but it'll be balling, but it'll be more like a party. So it'll be more like I'll give you the money if you entertain me.
You have a ball and a pageant, J-Rock. You lying.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Mix it up.
All in one.
Yep.
Not the ball pageant.
First of all, why you talking? Why you bullshitting? You in my head. That was one of my plans.
Jason, I thought about that too. I actually wanted to do a category to where the entertainers came and they had like the best person with the best talent won like $3,000. Because when they do ball, y'all would gag at what they win the night of a pageant. They don't win really anything. Like, the ballroom girls, like the film queens, they don't really realize how spoiled they are in balls. Because these girls go out and spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a gown, and they might get $1,000 the night they win.
Then they got to come back, and when they return, they get their other hand.
Right, and then you get $500 the night
dethroned.
When you give it up.
Hopefully you don't get dethroned between the year on some bullshit.
Jasmine, you never thought about having a pageant?
No.
No. People who do it, they must be loving it, because I don't see how they make any money.
I think they do it for the love of the pageant, like people used to walk balls for the love of ballroom.
Well, no, I understand that, like, because even, like, okay, there's certain pageants, like Continental and, like, Entertainment of the Year, where you actually win something, like, that's pretty decent to where you could kind of, you know, make a living off of it that year. It's a salary. But, like, the big top black pageants, like, okay, just imagine, like, in October when they have, like, the Black Universe pageant, you pay, like, $250 to register, and you really don't win that much
fine.
That night. And it's, like, 30 girls in the pageant.
Can I ask a question, since we're talking about profiles? No one asks who the hell is Ashley's boots.
I don't think nobody wants to know.
Nobody cares.
That fucking profile is a Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
No,
bitch, that pro Joan, what, Joan Ho. Bitch, I died.
Text me.
These profiles are a fucking key.
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, Lord. Yes, for the hookah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are chewing it.
What? You know, Mark laughs like he high.
I am high.
So, J Rock, did y'all figure out what's going on? Like, what's that weekend there? Splash.
Oh yeah, we figured it out.
Oh. And when is it again?
It's going to be during, I think it's during the same time as Virginia Awards, but it's going to be May 10th, 11th, and 12th.
But that's not the normal weekend for Splash, right? Splash
no.
is the first weekend in May, right?
Right.
Oh, but no, that...
Wait, can someone run over the band list in the group?
So Splash is before Sizzle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Splash is like, last year's Splash was the same time as North Carolina Awards, so it was like the first weekend.
Yes, it was. Bitch, North Carolina Awards shaded the fuck out of Splash. Not in a bad way. I'm saying that, like, everybody was like, I'm going to Ebony Weekend, North Carolina Awards. There was nobody here that I knew. But unless they didn't have balls. I mean, there was a lot of people here, but I'm talking about as in ball walkers.
Right,
ball walkers. You know, but it was in North Carolina last year.
I wonder who be in D.C. and who be in
D.C. Damn, if I'd have known that one Splash weekend,
we
TJ. I don't know. We still gonna have fun. Oh, but when I get to the East Coast.
Child, you ain't gonna do nothing but go over Cali House.
What?
You ain't gonna do nothing but get to the East Coast and go over Cali House.
George is going to be there. Cut it out.
Who?
I just want to know who knows how to cook.
Everybody on the East Coast knows how to cook, fool.
That's a lie.
But
that's true. Everybody knows how to cook. They don't know, and they know how to cook.
The only thing Kelly don't know how to cook is macaroni and cheese.
Y'all can catch me at Kelly's Cookout this summer, and I thank you.
You gonna have open-toe shoes?
Yes, with the stockings on.
Oh my God! I
Oh, you cunt!
Now, Kelly, if you have that, Kelly, if you're listening, if you had that White Pride weekend in New York, now that would be nice. I can kill two birds with one stone.
Where is Kelly? Bring Kelly on. We need to know when the cookout is.
Because it is approaching.
Yeah.
How Friday is?
Because I had fun last year.
Oh, you were there last year, Maya?
Yes, we were sitting right on the
what
corner.
Happened at, what happened at the cookout then, at the end?
When the children started fighting, but I hit it with late homie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you around Leone all night?
No, I left.
You left, okay. All right.
Do you still have Leone until this day?
And who was cooking the food?
I don't worry about that.
No, I was there.
Maya. I had to catch my, yes.
Now, who cooked the food, Maya? Who was cooking on the grill?
I think actually it was Kelly's niece or the neighbor.
Maya.
Yes.
Listen, Maya, it's no shade to you, sweetie. Because I live for you as a bitch queen, but that Maya character makes me feel like I'm back on drugs.
Oh, shit. I thought it was just me. I thought it was just me. Thank you, Jasmine.
I be thinking I'm high, sitting here high, and it makes me squeeze.
Ooh, Jasmine, it's the key because I am high, so you got to know.
So thank you, Jasmine, because I thought it was just me because I didn't yawn 3 times already. And I was like, right,
yeah.
Everybody say that good night.
Oh, my God.
With me, yeah, I'm going to put my blunt down.
The blunt got you doing like that. You should
say
been
hello
with
one time.
Hello.
So that was you the whole time, Maya? Really?
This yeah. Hello is classic.
Did Enrique fall
asleep?
I mean,
I swear to. I don't know where Enrique is. I swear, you people, girl, you put a laugh out loud. You're saying, did she pay for a commercial or not?
Oh my God.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Why they got a laughing hyena and this girl talking about Femme Queen face?
Wow.
That is so shady.
Look at this man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I live for that.
How many pictures in this room is a motherfucking key?
Yes, like this Wesley Snipe bitch
I'm
giving
sorry.
Realness. Them legs are strong boots.
Somebody got paid down. Why is we getting feedback?
Yeah, before we hang up, you know sometimes I call into the show and I just sit back. And the motherfuckers who make me go off is Divine and Mark when they laugh. I go off. Yes. Because the laugh is key.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
I can't with
the. Hell, there. Girls got to be careful when they take pictures, bitch, because they be trying. Girls, I think people just purposely get bored and blow up pictures and try to catch things.
You talking about the cookie dough spilling out of the pan?
What the hell y'all
yeah.
talking about cookie dough?
Yeah, catch that picture in there, Ty.
Yeah, I need to hit refresh.
No, it's been there for a while.
If y'all
it's
get
been there for 2 hours.
The show, y'all are not gonna be able to get back on.
Okay.
It is now 2:30.
Bitch. Oh my fuck.
Well, this
Hello.
Show was fun. I had fun.
Hello,
well, before they hang up on me, I just want to make my boy, my baby mama laugh again.
How everybody doing tonight?
How
everybody doing tonight? I'm about to make a sandwich. Do everybody want one?
Wait a minute, so who calls in and say, can I speak to Smugly Wugly?
Let me see, because I used to could do Tiffany voice when I wasn't on the phone. Let me see if I can still do Tiffany voice.
Marcus is gone.
Marcus? Oh,
Marcus is gone. Oh my God, what is this?
What is this?
Ew! I'm gonna fuck Mona up.
Oh no, Kelly.
I'm gonna fuck Kelly.
What happened?
You gotta hit refresh in that chat in that room. Oh shit.
I'm not even on a computer. Jesus Christ. I always make a bitch have to get up. I gotta get up and open up Google Chrome.
Well, I guess you
do. That's why you need an external hard drive for all this shit to be collecting. That's what I'm like. That'll be for later.
Why are you collecting that?
Because something I do.
Okay. Did Opie Rodeo pay for his ball, Jasmine?
Do you hear Opie Rodeo's commercial?
I don't know.
Well, what are the 3 commercials that you hear on the radio?
The only one I pay attention to is the one in Texas.
That's the only one you pay attention to?
That's the only one that stands out to me.
Dallas Ball, World Domination, and...
That's Texas.
Thank you so much, J-Rock.
That's Texas. Well, then this needs to
World know. Domination is in Atlanta.
Well, I
World Domination in Atlanta, Kiki and Tony Ball in Western New York, and the Estrada Ball in Texas.
Nope.
And the Western New York Ball in Buffalo is with Father
McCoy. Well, start sending coins now. Is that what you're saying, Jasmine? Start sending coins now.
Oh, that's in the oven.
Yeah, y'all people need to get y'all commercials. If y'all have some balls, this is what I understand.
Well, no, that's not in the official room. That was in London's room. That's posted in London's room. I can't take that out of there.
Well, I don't know if London needs to get that together.
So you got to pay for promotion in London's room too?
That's her.
Oh, okay.
Do you notice I've never promoted the play in that room. So see, if I stick to not doing it, everybody else can stick to not doing it.
No, I'm just saying, though, but let me not say it on the air and pay it. Okay.
Who the fuck is this hard-ass man under this damn thing to my realness?
I thought that was you.
This could probably never be me, because unlike a lot of these fem queens, I could just throw a wig on with hair on my face and still be more dish than them.
Child.
Oh, shit.
A fat ass don't make you cunt.
Oops.
No, first of all, it ain't got nothing to do with my ass. If you touch this skin, you will see that it is soft.
Child,
TJ,
is it soft?
I have a couple of questions.
Bitch, now.
Okay, Jasmine's got questions. It's question and answer game again.
It's not even relating to ballroom. It's related. Maybe I should just talk about it tomorrow, but I could start it tonight. Two questions I have for you. Well, really three of them. The first thing is, what do you guys think, or what is going on with the whole gay marriage thing?
Well, isn't it legal? I'm kind of confused. Isn't it legal in some states? Are they trying to make it illegal in all the states now? I'm trying to understand. I thought each state was doing their own thing.
Well, what is the thing about Congress and all that stuff that was happening today?
Again, I don't know. Does somebody else know? Does somebody inform me?
Does anybody pay attention to that today?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
I just saw my Facebook being flooded with two rings. And
now, I did read something on the Onion something, but I felt as though that was false. So I had to Google it a little bit.
Why not
really give it a...
Look, if you guys can find out and please bring it to me tomorrow, because between me going through work and all the rest of the stuff that I'm dealing with, I really want to get a heads up on that. And also, what do you guys think about the Samsung Galaxy versus the iPhone? Has anybody had their comparisons with them?
The Galaxy is everything. Fuck that iPhone. Thanks.
Anybody
else?
The same thing?
You could say fuck the iPhone since it's been out. Those Androids have been killing the iPhone.
The new iPhone's been having a lot of problems, Jasmine. That's what I've been hearing. A lot of people are having issues.
I've had the iPhone since it came out. I haven't had any problems with it.
Yeah, but I've been hearing I know a lot of my friends, some of them have been having problems with it.
I've been sticking with Android since they...
Thank you, Mona. I love the iPhone. I've had my iPhone since it came out. I never have any problems with my iPhone except how she dies because I'm constantly using her.
Switchboard, somebody saying they in the queue.
Laugh out loud.
Mona, don't. Mona!
I'm in the queue, which hope I'm pressing one, but won't nobody let me say nothing.
Devin, I'm here.
Hey. What they talking about with the whole proceeding for gay marriage is actually Prop 8 is up in the Supreme Court. Starting arguments today, I guess you could say, yesterday, for whether Prop 8 that came out of California should actually be law, or should they actually strike it down. It's the proceeding started yesterday.
So is this going to be for every state or just for California?
Well, according, well, you know, Supreme Court is the law of the land. So once they actually rule upon, or actually once they rule on it, it will be the law of the land, which is why they actually, which is why everybody's fighting so hard for it. It would be a national law.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it can overturn each state that, like, for instance, Baltimore, you can get married in Maryland. So it can overturn that.
It will overturn it.
You can already get married in Maryland.
Well,
yeah,
you can,
yeah,
but
it
only overturn it, though. You can't.
Just
so,
like
what if you, so if you're already married and they overturn it, do your marriage get revoked?
Your marriage is automatically revoked.
Right, your marriage is just void.
No,
right,
void.
It's just void. It's just that's the reason why people are fighting so hard for it.
That's a fucking gag.
So
how can
that it can be, is it a chance that it can be ruled that it's open for all the states now?
Well, the rule is still, yeah, that's the same law that they turn around and say, you know, should you actually uphold Prop 8 or should you actually, you know, go into a new standards where, you know, it's open marriage and you're allowed to marry who you want. Marriage equality. You should be allowed to marry who you want.
And Jasmine, remember a long time ago, I brought up the fact that the people would have to wear V-chips?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, that's about to come in play.
Oh, can't you not want to do that, though? You can't force everybody to do it if they don't want to do it, though.
No, if you want health care, you will have to do it, unless you want to pay cash. So all the girls in welfare and, you know, things like that.
Did y'all actually go to Congress and read that law?
I got to read up on that.
That's the key, though. You got a key at it, though.
No, I'm just saying, when people come up with these, when people come up to that fascinating story, when they say stuff like that, you can actually go to congress.org, you can actually go to congress.org or .gov and actually look up the law.
It's really serious. I'm serious.
And you can actually go on there and look up the law.
It tells you they would do it. They're getting ready to do it.
That
they
in the law.
In the fucking law.
There's a law, so you have to do it.
Yes, if you get health insurance, if you pay for health insurance, then you don't. If you get it from the city or state in which you live in, you will have to get it.
We're going to another call to stay right there, Devin. 213-245-215.
That is wrong.
Oh, Jesus. Who's watching TV?
It ain't me.
It's not me. My phone is on.
I'm sorry.
I gotta catch up on my shoes.
Wow. I'm gagging about that little law thing.
About that what?
Gagging about that law thing. What?
Nothing.
Cool. I thought I'm gagging about that whole thing. I'm not saying anything like what was said.
Oh, no. What the hell is going on outside?
I didn't go with your...
Be smoking weed outside your window, brother.
What'd you say?
I said you could tell it's getting late because y'all getting real tired and quiet.
Mm-hmm. Everybody broke off.
I think I'm all laughed out.
The next show was cute, though. I did have to
say
that.
Oh, my God, I've been keen all night. It's a fucking key.
Kudos to Mexican Joe.
Yes,
he broke that up. Did he not break that up in the last 15 minutes, bitch?
He broke the whole thing up.
He broke that shit up.
Mexican Joe, it's Mona.
Oh, shit. Broke that up.
Bitch, that Mexican.
We need to have some conference calls because this shit is changing. Work, Mexican.
Mm. I want to be on Mexican Joe team.
Yes,
yeah,
he did. Okay. I am a businessman first, and she was not there. I said, you better do it, Joe.
You better do it, bitch. So you ain't fired Waldo either. Work.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Come on.
Work.
Not where is Wanda.
Right. Right. That was some funny shit, though.
Oh, my God. I can't have it. So what are y'all doing for Easter?
What's that?
Work?
What is Easter?
Oh, no.
Work?
I don't get Easter baskets no more.
It's not about the Easter basket. It's about the religion.
I'm going to
church. Yeah.
Child, if y'all wait till Easter to go to church and get into religion, that's y'all. I haven't been to church in over 3 years.
I ain't going to church. I just was asking if y'all going to church.
I'm going to eat, but I ain't going to church.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go eat.
I have another question. Did that post in the group scare y'all a little? Not scare y'all, but you know, kind of give you the little creeps about the that child, Miss Carmen, that got pushed in the tour.
No,
I stopped reading it because when it said if you don't repost this or something like that.
Yes,
yeah,
that was my post. Yes,
I know. That's why I kind of paid it.
Once
I kind of got
just,
when I got the gist of it, I was like, I'm gonna stop reading it right now.
Why
you got scared
I was reading that post yesterday, bitch, and I started hearing noises in my house, I guess.
You know what? I'm getting off this phone because my mind will start working, and I'll swear I'm
scared.
But
I don't
get
it. Why did y'all gag? Ain't that the one about the kids that gathered up around the girl? And
yeah, but I knew that was just, that's just like Bloody Mary, child.
But the funny thing is that when I read the post and I started hearing the noises, like a screech or a scream or whatever, and then my dog Star wants to lift his ears up real quick and start growling, I knew right then and there.
Oh, see, that's what gags you right there, because you're like, oh, shit, you heard it too.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, yeah, that's what it was. And
you get spooked like that, Jazzy?
I don't get spooked like that, but the noise was there. I didn't know if it came from the fish tank because I have a 75-gallon saltwater tank, so I don't know if something down there was rumbling or I don't know what the fuck that noise was, but I know I gagged.
See, the thing is,
you know, you want to stick around to find out what it was.
The gag factor was, even if it was just in her mind from reading, when the dog lifts his ears, it's kind of like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He confirmed it.
Yes, and I just was like, okay, then I started posting, like, bitch, I ain't got time for this shit.
But you didn't think that dog was reacting off of your, and that, because, you know, animals do that.
No,
they sense that you're stressed.
No, sitting right there just looking at me, looking at the iPad, reading it and stuff, and as I'm reading, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and then she got pushed, and da-da-da-da-da, this noise coming. He looks at the bedroom door, I look at the bedroom door, his ears is lifted up, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he's looking out the door, growling, I'm like, okay, shit.
Oh, well, so he gave bitch everybody for themselves. No shade, love you down, bye. Love you down.
That's all for the kids, Twitter.
Girl, everybody for themselves.
Wait a minute,
did y'all get into the
dog wars with Kelly and whoever that was? I can't think of it. I think it was Ebony. They dogs was typing. They were saying it's the dogs typing.
I missed that.
Bitch, you need to get your, and Kelly dog kept saying, bitch, I have a passport and a social security number. Bitch, you get your way game. Bitch, it was a key. They were going back and forth, and Kelly two dogs was like, trying to let this other dog have it, bitch. I was laughing so hard at work.
You never did that, Jay, right? Me and one of my house members, we have cat wars, and everybody would get involved. Everybody started posting pictures like who cat would sit the most. So this shit, that's when you really bored.
Too much time on y'all.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, but Kelly had the passport in the dog's hand with the bag and everything. So it was kind of like, bitch, I fly. I can go overseas and everything. Bitch, you're trash. You're nothing. You can't even be on my
Kelly,
level.
Kelly is a mess with her two little Mexican dogs.
And then the other dog said, you're just a rat and all this kind of stuff. You look like a little rat and all this stuff. And then the other dog came in talking about, don't talk about my motherfucking wife like that. It was funny.
Where the hell was this at? On her page?
Yeah, you know, the key is a couple of months ago, Kelly had a motherfucking ad. Like, that motherfucking dog was an escort.
Stop it.
Oh, shit.
Backpage.
Like, it was a back page, like, willing, you know, like,
my dog will do this and do that, and da, 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 for X amount of... Girl, I said, what the fuck is this?
And then people call the ad. I'm sure them nasty motherfuckers called that shit, didn't they?
I said, what the fuck? She was really selling that motherfucking dog sperm.
Well.
So, my dad, I'm going to make puppies and da-da-da-da-da. Girl.
Wow. You're doing it to...
Kelly tried, but that had me laughing because I was on there and it said, this is not Kelly typing, this is whatever her dog name is. I know how to type and all this kind of stuff, too. I was like,
RJ Chanel.
Yeah, it was like, this is RJ. This is not Kelly. I'm typing. I'm this coming from me. And I was like,
just soft. Oh, that's, Lord.
It was funny, though. But they was going in on each other, but it was so funny. I don't know if it's on her page or where that was.
Yeah, did y'all get into the bad list they posted on here?
Ashley's
wig, Khadijah's teeth, Corey's virginity, and Bishop's degree. Yeah, they are chewing that the fuck up.
But who took Corey's virginity?
That shit is a gay.
What, y'all see the one that says Tito's oxygen tank?
Come through, Divine. Yeah.
Other fucking avatars are a fucking key.
They really are.
They are a key.
They keep the room interesting, though. No shade.
Did
oh my
one?
God. They
y'all
are one hilarious.
Something, one of them said, Kevin Omni's crack pipe. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
With
wait a minute, Divine Chanel, please. Your line's made the band list and you're on it now. You don't need me to come in and work out.
I cannot believe that there's a profile named Ashley's Boots. I'm just
I get some of the facts.
I get my total.
Right.
I'm sorry. That
no, mind you, it's just a red pair of like Supergirl boots. Like I'm really
just there, bitch. But when I saw that for that Razor Talent Stop the Violence, fucking lost it. That was my screen saver for a week. No shame.
You know what made me gag, though? What made me gag is when the Mateo girl came in there and said, Paige and Ashley's boots. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Are you really Paige and these boots? And then she showed up. Hello? Somebody called for me or something like that. I'm like, oh, my God.
No, mind you, it's just a pair of boots and a profile. Like,
That's why sometimes I go into the official ballroom and I just turn the whole computer off. I'll be like, why? What is going
yes,
on?
Yes, TJ. TJ, you're back.
Oh, no.
Shay, I was muted all that time.
Because
yeah, hey.
Your background is too loud.
My background was awfully quiet.
Your background was not awfully quiet because I muted you with all that background noise and it got quiet.
I can't see my background quiet because it was only me and one other person in my background. Yeah, I bet
you. Okay, well, you and the other person was talking. Are we going to waste time talking about this?
It was shade on me. It's shade on the Mizzas.
No, it's always. Oh, you a Mizza again?
No. You never left. Did you, TJ?
Yeah, he was 007 for about 3 days.
Shit.
No, it was under 3 days.
Help me a 007 come Monday again.
Ooh, shit. Are you saying nobody's going to go to that function?
I didn't say that at all.
Would y'all take it? But wait a minute. TJ, aren't you going to have a red carpet?
TJ,
yes,
you know how I predict the off balls?
Mm-hmm.
I predict TJ is going to have a very successful
Well,
ball.
I know Vengeance will call in and give me the full details of that ball.
Where is he? I haven't heard of him in forever.
Oh, he was on here last week. Shout out to Vengeance. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, he was on his last.
Yeah.
No whole bars report.
Guys, I live for Vengeance. No shame.
TJ, aren't you going to have a red carpet at your bar?
Yes, I am.
So that's what the Wendy Williams when you see the wig, the little wig piece that's floating around interviewing people, you should have a session where you just have Ashley's boots on the red carpet during the interview.
Well, actually, you know what?
You, where's Alexis? You still on here?
Uh-oh. Alexis is gone.
Alexis Clark is hosting the red carpet.
Bitch,
yes,
you have a pair of red boots next to her?
Yes.
And if the motherfucker just start walking.
I am done with y'all. I'm not playing this game.
Somebody needs to do a voice in the background when they say, let's go to Ashley's booth.
No, y'all need an evil pair of glasses, sunglasses on them boots, too. Just have to start talking to one other thing. That would chew it the fuck
when that
up.
Lady, when that lady gets in with y'all.
Girl.
When that lady gets in with y'all.
She's in the
room
with giving
what,
darling? But.
Yeah. I would like to say, I TJ Mizrahi, have no take of this conversation. Ashley.
Oh, I live for Ashley. Damn.
No,
but,
we know
who, whoever the person is, the Kiki, but whoever the person.
I
have a ball coming up.
It's no shade. We all love Ashley. I actually like her performance, love her. Everything. Those boots are a fucking Kiki. It's a profile called Ashley's Boots.
And to whoever the person is who makes the video with the little cartoons reading each other.
They don't do that no more.
Whoever you are, if you're listening, if you get them red motherfucking boots, bitch.
And do a light cartoon?
With the Wonder Woman beat.
And just have her in that red hair with them red boots. And it red, you know, yeah,
reloaded.
Wow.
Oh my god,
so shady.
Shady on that red lady.
Fucking G.
But what the shade is, the boots, what we need to go back and, because some girls been deemed legendary, and the boots have been out before some of these girls. They're legendary.
So you said the boots need to be legend?
The boots are pioneers.
Oh, shit.
Not pioneers.
I'm dead.
That's pioneer boots.
I'm dead.
Wow.
Is anybody watching American Idol?
Nope. I boycotted that show in season 5.
They have such cheaters on that show. I don't know.
I'm actually watching it because I enjoy Burrell.
Yeah, everybody's
talking
about that. I
can't wait for Thursday when Scandal come on.
So Scandal, you think he's
going to
win
it?
I think Burrell is going to win.
Child, Burrell ain't winning it.
You don't think that white cunt's going to win?
I think it's going to be somebody black this year.
Yeah, it's somebody black turn.
So, I got a question. I'm sorry. Doesn't it like when a person goes missing and CNN puts out the little alert thing? Like, shouldn't they have, like, something for the film queens when they carry on, like, the red boot alert? You know, Ashley's boot
mama,
alert.
You and your little red boot, honey.
Yeah, that boot gets me live.
That gets you live.
When I see them boots, they inspire me. Still, they rise.
Oh, shit.
They're going to rise and kick your ass. Keep it up.
And like dust, they will crumble.
Yeah.
Oh.
Desmond, did you see the last chapter of the Bible?
Oh, yeah. You guys need to say goodnight because it's going to... Oh, wait a minute. No, we have it till 3:30, right, Jasmine?
3:30? Child, ain't nobody going to be on here till 3:30.
Well, it's 3 o'clock now. The show ain't
this is...
The bills ain't calling up, so we got to...
Where's London? Maybe London can call in.
London?
I don't think nobody can call in.
Not after she's... Y'all spooked or she ain't?
London is having one.
Yeah, she ain't spooked.
Yeah, ain't nobody spooking London.
And there's only three people who know who London is.
Four people.
Four.
Right.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Uh-uh, don't do that.
Did you see the last chapter? I mean, the last one?
Mm-hmm. I didn't like how it ended.
Why?
Because I thought they were going to do more with Revelation.
It's not over with, Jason. The last one is this weekend.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then I guess they are going to do more with Revelation.
Or just, ugh. Did you
yes,
watch
I got a question for you. Yes, I did watch Beast Motel. Her oldest son is a key.
Yes, CJ.
Jasmine. Okay, how would you respond to this message about the ball? I have a house parent who's a regional parent who asked me, if my child wins grand prize team realness, do they get the pot or the cash?
What?
What? I would ask them why they're a regional parent.
Right.
Jasmine asked
well, my response to
him
was,
they
don't get the pot.
And I would keep the cash. Doesn't look like I split it. We split it.
Ashley Boots is standing in the queue.
Ashley Boots is in the queue.
That's what they said.
Look, don't be yelling at me.
In the official ballroom, Mona just tagged me in it, and it says, Ashley Boots, I'm in the queue. Up, oh, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Ashley Boots, honey. Bishop, you're on the air.
Oh, shit, Ashley
tonight.
Boots.
Hey, hey, did any of y'all, did any of y'all go and see the movie Call? It was awesome.
Was
no,
that
well,
a Halle Berry movie?
Halle Berry, her movie fucking sucks.
I'm sorry, I wait for them
that,
to come
that
out.
That movie, that, to me, it was awesome. And then I went, I saw a double take. I went to go and see Our Pocket. Went to go and see Olympia, Olympus. That was awesome. And yeah, I go and see Olympus.
I want to see Olympus. Why not do sound effects? They're so fierce. Why not do that to him?
Because nobody's doing sound. Well, okay.
That ain't me.
And, Bishop, for the record, I am not Lord of Spears. I do not have time to do that.
He called you Lord.
I know what, Jasmine. I did kind of think at one point he was one of them, Jazz. Because you care, you know, you always got to stay PC.
I don't have time to believe. I don't even have time to post on my Facebook. That is a fake profile. And I am not nobody's London bishop. You evidently haven't been listening.
Oh
well,
my God!
I mean, don't you do the announcements like for the balls?
What announcement?
Lord, don't you
bishop?
Do,
I think you on to something.
Like when you do the commercials. Do you do the commercials or someone else does them with the voices? Because it sounds like you. Because I know you
what,
have
one of my employees do the commercials for me.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, you have like a tone, like a very 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 what you call it comprehensive tone, and that person that does them commercials has the same tone you have.
But thank you for listening that hard.
Y'all need to go and see Olympus, man. It's awesome.
Thanks for reaching out, baby. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so fierce.
You know what? It's kind of like this. You know your show is dying when that child comes on.
That is not true.
Jasmine,
oh my God!
Jasmine,
be with us.
Nicole,
sorry,
what'd
you say, Nicole?
It is you in the advertisement.
What advertisement?
In the commercial. Yeah.
Why are y'all so rude to her like that?
I'm not rude to Nicole, because I didn't even say nothing to Nicole, because I was kind of disturbed. Because I love you, Nicole, but I'm kind of mad with you about something that I saw. Because although that your mother came to your defense, and I'm glad that she did, because that little nasty knot boy was trying it. But you ain't have to call him a black faggot. You just could have called him a faggot.
No, she thought he was Puerto Rican.
Yeah, she said, how dare you?
I said, oh, my God.
No, if he was a white faggot, I would have called him a white faggot. One thing about me, baby, I'm not prejudiced. I love black dudes. That's all
yeah,
I
need. She's not. She's not.
You like BBC? You like BBC?
Oh, Lord.
Of course.
No, bitch, did y'all miss it? Did y'all catch it when Nicole was trying to describe what she was describing? Marcus came in. She said, bitch, shut up. Who that shit?
No, I missed that.
I did. You didn't hear that? She was like, Marcus was like, Nicole, he was like, bitch, shut up. I'm trying to hear what Maya is saying.
Yes.
Who is Kelly?
I was trying to clap.
Oh, shit. Malon Christopher is back in the room.
Live.
Oh, my God.
And she's number 37 on the pop list.
Girl, I don't know what list that is because I never heard that song on the radio.
So, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Tell me about your fizz.
Don't you do the commercials, babe?
I do the commercials, and that's not my voice. That's one of the employees. What does this mean that Malon is back?
What
he says, welcome back, Malon.
He walk,
and welcome back.
He's back in the ballroom, bitches.
Oh, really?
Bitches
is
bad
no, he's back in the room. That's what
you
he's
bitches
saying.
Better bring it, because Malon is in the building.
He never went nowhere.
Who's there? Who's
exactly.
Never went
he
nowhere.
Never left. He never left. Wow.
Now that he's back in the room, y'all
work
need to start watching how he writes and stuff like that and figure out which break for Holly was.
Work, Laura.
But, okay.
Huh?
That's very good of the way you, what you said earlier. Because I was thinking it was Malon, too. You got to study the way people write. If you're going to go into character, you have to make a whole different...
Different character, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to talk different. I've done it. Please.
Right. Exactly.
Jasmine, Ashley's Boots is trying to get on the phone.
Ashley, I don't see your number nowhere. What's your number?
No, you gotta say Boots. Just say Boots.
You gotta
say
Boots.
Hey,
just say Boots.
Did she just call Ashley?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say
yeah,
Boots.
I told you to look. I don't even be paying attention to Facebook. Like that Jason be telling me, or Kelly be telling me, did you see this? I don't even be paying attention to this. Boots. Yeah, Boots. I don't
Boots.
Your number.
Boots, what's your number, girl? Boots, what's your area code?
Jason.
Wait a minute, Senior Deacon Day? What the?
That's Bishop.
Jason?
That's
Bishop.
That's Nicole.
Like, you know, like, when you inbox me?
Mm-hmm.
They only put half the post up.
They only put half it up. Oh, her number is 609, because
she
probably goes off from where we, when I asked you that question. That's probably why.
Press 1, Boots.
1, Boots.
Boots is from Jersey, 609. 609, Ashley Boots is from New Jersey. That's 609.
You're in the 609 in queue.
Boots, you're not in the queue, goddamn.
I might be one of the girls from Atlantic City.
So y'all just keep calling it Nas Boots.
That's all y'all calling. You can't
disrespect
Ash. You gotta give a oots ball.
What's funny about
if they're
that?
Saying,
is
if they're saying 609, that's one of the girls from Atlantic City because.
There
is
not.
Boots,
but
you need to press 1.
That's Boots and
that's my
egg
number.
You know what?
I am done with them Boots.
Now every time I hear somebody say Boots, I'm going to think about that because they say that in Texas. They be like, girl, Boots. And I'll be like,
Well, maybe, D-Rack, you can make a chant about something now.
I can make a chat about something, all right?
So, Maya, Angelo.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
You think you saw me at the casino, what casino?
Bitch, if I
wow.
Somebody press 1 and all I hear is Boots clicking, I'm done.
MJ.
are you here walking across the floor?
Tap dancing.
Hello. Hello.
Are you here somebody tap dancing?
Right, tap. That's what I was saying, tapping. If she start tapping, but every time you say something, she taps. That'll be over. Morse code on that ass. Like,
Oh, God.
No,
God.
And then she has a translator. Come on with her. You hear tapping, and all of a sudden you hear a translator. She says, and it would just go off like that. That would chew it. That would chew it.
Wait, did you get
the fuck?
That post about Sagittarius today?
No. Say it again.
Did you gag about that post about the Sagittarians today?
Yeah, I did kind of gag about that because that was right on, spot on.
What's it?
Yeah.
What did it say?
What we don't like, things that get us.
What don't y'all like?
People that lie.
Why didn't
like
you
they
read
take
it?
Control? Right. People who don't repost when
it.
It's up there.
Are y'all Sagittarius, both of y'all?
Mm-hmm.
December?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, May.
No, but you could be November,
no.
too.
Right,
the
end of November, right.
Yeah, because I'm a Scorpio, November 16th.
Oh, so you're a freak.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You said guilty.
Hello.
I'm in May.
Okay.
Amazing.
Is that the
booth?
Yeah.
Bitch, I know
that's
the
booth. Oh, my God. The red hills is walking. What is
it? Where's my
translator?
It sounds like they're doing a hill toe.
Timmy's trapped in a well.
Oh, my God. I hear boots.
Them motherfucking boots are
hitting
it.
Okay. Them boots are mad. Them boots are pissed off.
Bitch, don't you know what a pile up when somebody comes up to Emma tonight and they get booed off? Could you see the team, the man coming out with the boots?
If I feel one more.
Them
boots got
bitch.
Attitude.
You don't want to hear Bishop Eva boots?
Oh,
did y'all see this video of the boots walking? Did y'all see the video that Tito put in of these boots walking?
That's what's probably playing in the background.
I got painted the boots.
The boots that we didn't have nothing in y'all. The boots need love, too.
Wow. I have to say, this was a great show tonight, though.
So we got some lives prayed up and the whole nine.
All right, let's keep quiet. Let's listen to the boots. Let's listen to what the boots have to say. Listen.
We don't need fucking boots.
All right, that is wearing me out now.
What you say, Divine wasn't at the ball.
You said she knew she was lying. And she ain't getting paid either? Got it.
Boots, you so shady.
Not Boots. She really wasn't in that car.
Oh, shit. The Boots is in the aftermath.
Didn't she get upset when y'all tried to hook Jasmine up with Joe?
She saw her money go down the toilet, bitch. She was giving very.
She got, but you know why? If Jasmine and that man got together, oh my God. Travis?
Are you ready to get a throw ball with Mexican Joe?
I'm so low, honey.
But Jasmine.
Well, let's ask the boots with the boots.
She's
the
really honest guy. From her man. We were doing
you know
that
what? That guy is a stand-up guy. I really I live for him. He's a stand-up guy.
No,
he's
I agree. He's about business. No, I agree. But,
he's about business, and that's what, you know, that's what's up.
And they ain't going to get that cut to that sink is fixed. That's what he said. They don't care how much you ugly his ear, dog. You still paying for this thing.
But with the boots, don't see it. The boots are upset.
Oh, the boots fit his tab, but they just scraping the floor now. They're over it. They're just scraping it. Like, shit.
You gonna mess your heels up? You keep doing that.
They like yo.
Them boots have been discontinued at Rainbow. You better cut that shit out.
Yeah. Did anybody see Joe? Is he heavy? Cause he was breathing awful heavy. It was wearing me out.
He's a kind of chubby guy.
He's not really obese like that.
He's just hip.
He didn't take it offensive when I said slow down because he sounds like you.
Yes, but you did kind of like waytried.com on that.
You know what? I see what y'all about to start doing. Y'all about to start thinking everything shady. Y'all gonna act like it came from Ashley's booth. That's gonna be cute.
Well, let's ask the booth. What did they think about Joe? What about the booth?
No, but Joe, you called him fat, God. Joe.
Okay.
We have to wait for the booth to reply.
Because I've been
saying,
because that's all I ever knew was like Fat Joe the rapper, and for the last 2 days, I've been calling him. By not on purpose, I'm just saying.
Right, but that made me think he was heavy because the way he was breathing.
He was Russian. He was damn about to speak Spanish.
Y'all made the man nervous. I would have been nervous too on the phone with a bunch of queens.
Man, he was not nervous because he was letting y'all know he really didn't give a fuck, but he just said it professionally.
Yeah, he did. He did get red. I know nothing about a band list, really, girl. Did this nigga go?
He sealed it with Divine, though.
No, if it's Jazz, giving it in the chat room, I'm about to come on. Yeah, come on through, girl. Come on through.
Wait, but why is it the booth? Why is it the seal of the booth in the room?
It was too much going on.
The video of the booth.
Come on, let us catch her. You know, we got to catch a queen. You know, we like catching queens.
And I let y'all catch her, ain't
it? Because even you, Dad, you're like, ooh.
Too late, girl.
You did it.
They opened the door for us to go down any road we chose to.
I was coming at her. I was just asking, and then, Enrique, you asked her the same thing.
You wasn't the only one that came at her tonight.
You wasn't the only one, because that was a million inboxes. Bitch is like, oh, no.
So you're telling me, say that again? I think the booth said that Nicole gets
the Divine is cool, but I don't know. I mean, I wasn't trying to say
that. The booth don't use, you know what I'm saying?
The booth not using Divine right now for some reason.
So Maya, is it safe to say
that you're
asking
boots as
well? No. You're
giving
her being your house and next to you.
You're giving her so much life. Like, you know.
I think Maya is Ashley boots.
No, it's too funny. I could not. It's too funny. And I don't own a pair of boots.
Bitches got too much time on y'all games to really go into character like this.
Yeah, we go into sound effects. I'm gonna start muting people.
You can mute me, because that ain't me. That is not me. That's the boots. I am not the boots.
No, not the boot has its own line. Would that not be a key? You move everybody, the boot's still going. You lose it.
The boot said, fuck y'all, I'm running this. The boots are running
like,
switchboard.
You tried it, my Jason. Catch these boots.
Did y'all see who Laquita Johnson was? Laquita Johnson is saying that she is.
No.
But wait, could y'all imagine seeing a brawl, like the North Carolina brawl? You know, the Aftermath video, and everybody's hitting out the door from the fight, and the boots is just hitting it.
No, videotape it. You got to have a videotape it with a boot. Boot got hold of videotape, like recording.
Wait a minute. No shade. I know this is going to be bad, but forgive me. Bitch, could you just see them red boots throwing tables and shit?
No, bitch, catching the table. It's catching the table.
Oh, no, kicking it. No, kicking it out the air.
Yes.
With one of the Batman things saying, pow. Oh, wait a minute. I just gave away my age again.
Yeah.
We know you're 30.
Foot in the
How
eye.
Old are you?
And the boots is just going to pump out there by the damn self.
Okay.
I'm 32.
Talk about 32. The boot.
Can we change the topic for a minute? Because we only got 13 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a topic for tomorrow's show.
Please, not that beanless shit.
How girls shouldn't get caught in lies.
Tell me lies, sweet little lies. We've already talked about marriage equality and all of that kind of stuff before.
No, we're going to elaborate once we do more research on it, because aren't they supposed to be meeting on it tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
But that'll last about an hour, because nobody's going to call in about that. Unless, No, they probably will, though, honestly.
What's all this about this meningitis and stuff going on up in New York?
Oh, so you want to talk about STDs tomorrow?
Let's talk about that again. We haven't talked
about STDs. I know we've talked about HIV, but we haven't talked about other STDs.
Yeah, like hepatitis.
And tomorrow is hump day. It might make a girl not want to hump.
No, I doubt
that. This is Holy Week.
Holy Week for who?
Child, I've seen people have sex with gospel music playing.
It's Holy Week for me.
You Catholic?
No.
Exactly.
He is too. He gets down on his knees and pray well.
Ooh, and TJ would know.
He would know.
The church is in mourning.
Tomorrow needs to be a topic on people living in fantasy worlds.
I know. Stop living in it.
You need to stop living in it. TJ, I got some words for you. It goes, never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
That's what he say while he's on the phone. With
I got a post for you. Did you see message say different?
Who?
Uh-uh.
Can you inbox me that message, please?
Yeah, and
would you like a screenshot of it instead?
Oh, that works too. Yeah, he's taking a page out of somebody else's book.
I love the screenshots.
Well, if y'all can make sure the
proper steps of throwing a successful ball, because there's a lot of young kids throwing balls and they really don't know the successful way. You know, I think that'd be a good
step. Step number one,
we could talk about For the Love of Cali.
You've got mail.
How about you give an example of young kids throwing balls?
Can we put the boots on mute? They getting mail and shit.
Go get
Nicole, what do you think the show should be about tomorrow?
About the gay marriage.
Like the young kids doing the business.
I mean, not the whole show, but I think, you know, maybe a little bit. Maybe people think about it.
Bless her heart.
I'm about to eat these spaghetti.
I mean, do any of these kids want to get married?
I used to want to get married, but not anymore.
People got quiet about it.
I'm not gonna lie. I did want to get married when I seen my frat brothers get their little wedding. I thought it was really nice.
I used to want to marry J Rock.
You want to marry J Rock?
What do you think it should be about? STDs or successful
love? It ain't about.
Why you
want
to marry J Rock?
For his benefits,
actually.
Trying to get them benefits.
For his
benefits. What's the benefit?
For his major benefit.
Oh.
We ain't got to have sex. I wasn't having sex with him. I seen his meat.
So you know that he.
What's
be,
wrong with the
so
meat?
You know
what's
you
wrong
be the top
meat?
Of that bond in that relationship? Is that what you
how? How? What's that? I'm about to tell my age when I do this.
Wait a
Where's
minute.
The beef? Where's the beef? This big old butt and that little bit of meat.
Why are you getting your age?
Big
baby?
Old butt.
I'm 40.
Wait a minute.
He said that's a big old butt, a little bit of meat.
Exactly.
Where the butt at? Where the butt at?
Jason, why are you scared of your age?
I'm not scared of my age. I'm glad to be 25.
Okay.
You know what? On that note, Jasmine, it's time to end radio. So the girl told you to count the age.
My mama said, if you believe it, that is what it is.
Huh. But that don't mean it's the truth.
Why Jason always coming behind me? But I can't. Jason, you could say goodnight, honey, because you're going to stop copycatting off of me.
Jason, what sign are you, Pisces?
My birthday's next month. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I ain't sorry to hear
that. It's all about
Taurus
the Aries today.
The
you was on the wrong part of the month.
Taurus is the best sign in the planet.
It really is.
Scorpio is.
I'm sorry, both of y'all are delusional and crazy. Y'all better stop taking them bumps. It's all about the Aries.
I like Aries.
I can't stand Aries. I can't stand Aries. Me and Aries.
I love
you love me.
Yes, Ashley Boots. You better tell them Aries ain't shit.
That's why I don't like it. What's up? You see,
hey, J-Rock, you a Taurus, too. And you going to sit there and take that, J-Rock?
Baby. J-Rock going to take anything I give him.
Oof.
Lies and gay rumors.
Sound like a
Scooby
snack.
If I see one more of these races, if I see one or more of these things, I'm going to lose my mind.
TJ, you a noob.
Enrique, you know
what
you're being
a
Sagittarian.
You said what?
What is a noob?
A Kappa, you asshole.
What'd you say, What'd you say?
You don't remind me of being a Sagittarius.
I don't remind you of a Sagittarius?
Mm-mm.
You remind me of a Scorpio.
Do I remind you of a Sagittarius, Nicole?
No. Mm-mm.
No shade, Jasmine. You remind me of a Gemini.
No, she reminds me of an Aquarius.
No, she does, because Jasmine is the sweetest person in the world, but someday she'll call you. Or you say something to her and she just go crazy on you. That's because you're stupid.
Sagittarius are usually lazy.
That's just true.
I don't think we're lazy. We're not lazy at all.
But now that I know that J-Rock is a Taurus, that explains a lot.
Like, no direction.
Why? That's why we so much alike? Is that what you're trying to say?
You said we have no direction?
Both of y'all hoes crazy.
That's why you don't remind me of one.
Hey, TJ, I got some lotion for you. Call me a hoe again.
I got a hoe.
Come on, hoe.
Like, Jasmine remind me
what
of...
What kind of lotion? Jason, what kind of lotion?
Wait, y'all not going to pay Nicole talking. Y'all are paying Nicole.
They are rude. He is rude. Go ahead, Nicole. I'm sorry, because he's rude.
No, I just said Jasmine reminds me of being an Aquarius. But she might be close to it. When's your birthday, Jasmine?
December 14th.
Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries.
And when are you, Enrique?
December 16th.
We're all 2 days apart. My dad is the
15th. We ain't say the date.
Huh?
I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about? Jasmine, mute TJ till they say your bill's piling up.
Nicole is gone.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
We
well,
got 5 minutes left, so y'all need to say y'all good night, and I guess we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Well, I had a lot of fun with you ladies and gentlemen. I would like to say good night, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow after we do some research about the topic.
Well, it's been fun. I enjoyed it. As always, I wanted to make sure
Why don't y'all let the guests say good night first? Oh,
well, guests say good night.
Yeah.
They say good night.
Bitch, if I hear some boots clicking, I'm going to die.
DJ?
I would like to say thank y'all for loving me. I am the overall East Coast father, Kelly Mizrahi.
Ooh.
Overall East Coast mother, Kelly Mizrahi. Remember, wherever, anywhere you go to, wrap it up. The life you said to be your own.
Maya, say goodnight.
Yes. Goodnight to all. Blessed be the boots.
Mark, you still there? J-Rock, I mean, Enrique, say goodnight.
I said it earlier.
You said good night. Yeah. J-Rock.
Good night. I'm going to eat my spaghetti.
I'm glad you fixed it this time because you just...
And Jason, well, let me say goodnight first. Goodnight, yes, tomorrow. Jason, end the show.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening in. Remember to be on time if you want to get to the function. I'm glad you called in. Make sure you stay tuned in for the state of emergency tomorrow, where it will be all positive all day. God bless, and whatever alleyway, hallway, backway, hotel sink you break, just wrap it up.
Jason, call me. Good night.
Okay.